Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm good. I'm here. I'm back. Well, like I do about this time, I'm reloaded! Yeah. Drums, please. Let me bring it back to the top. I'm going back to the top of the playlist. All right, welcome everybody to the show. You dig? Thanks for tuning in. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Episode 174. Yeah, we're going to talk a little shit tonight. Yes, we are. We are indeed. I'm getting on my people tonight. And I love my people, but I'm letting y'all have it. Before I do that, pay attention. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio, Facebook.com/K100Radio. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. Both of them. MySpace.com/K100Radio and Facebook.com/K100Radio. Check us out on both of them. Also, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100Radio. I put the dash in there on purpose for a lot of reasons on the main site. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100Radio. That's the main site for the show, all right? For those of you who don't know, welcome on the phone lines already, the early people who jumping on. For those of you who don't know, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 to 9 Central, all right? You holler at me, okay? First and foremost, I want to go ahead and bring everybody to the fold, let everybody know that we're on iTunes. It's an official podcast in the iTunes store, you dig? Thanks everybody for downloading. Who's been downloading from the iPod, from the podcast? I'm doing pretty good over there. I think once people use it one time and they see how easy it is, they kind of get stuck to using it. Because I'm getting more downloads from the iTunes store than I am from the Blog Talk site. 904, you'll be up first. They was on the line. They hit the number one. They must really, really got something to talk about because they was like on here like when the damn intro music was on. So I'm going to them first, the 904 number. I see the rest of you guys, but they had their hand up as soon as I logged on this motherfucker. They must really got something to say. They must be a business owner, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, moving right along. If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, tell them to send their music to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for K100 Radio. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. Send me your music in, artist. Make sure it's good quality stuff. Make sure it sounds good. Make sure it ain't no whack shit. If it's whack, you know what you do with shit. Yep. And K100 Radio is no exception. I'm flushing your shit if it sounds like shit. But send me some good music. I got Street Kings calling in tonight. Swag Team representatives. They fucks with the homie Jock. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mike Carlito. You know what I'm saying? All them dudes. They supposed to be calling tonight. I'm going to spin their joint. They going to hit me up halfway through the show. After I go in on some of you sorry ass motherfucking niggas out here, that you mad because you got to serve me fries for that. That ain't my fault you work at McDonald's, bitch. But we'll get into that. Hey, slow down. Slow your roll. Episode 174. This is not about bashing us, but it is about shedding some painful light on us as a people. We got a reputation for a lot of shit. We got a reputation for being the coolest motherfucker. We got a reputation for goddamn guys having big dicks and girls big asses. All kinds of stuff when it comes to being black. A lot of upside. But, when it comes to getting the motherfucking job, keeping the job, getting to work on time, working hard when you get there, have a good customer service, and being about your business, not so much. I'm not saying it's all of us, but we have the reputation, and the reputation didn't just come out of nowhere. We got a reputation for having rhythm, because when you see us, we do the damn thing. We get down, baby. You understand what I'm saying? C'est la vie. Some of you niggas don't like to work. And now here we are. Now here we are with our bad reputation for as employees in the workplace. Alright? I got a couple of business owners. Hope I can get these jokers on the line. Got a couple of business owners. Yeah, I'm trying to get the call into the show tonight, or actually I might call out to their phone. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell's going on with my damn... Hold on a second. Yeah, my text message shit ain't working this shit, man. You feel me? I don't know what the fuck. I'll get that in a minute. Alright. But anyway, I'm moving right along. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump right into it since I got people already on the phone lines. For every one of my shows for K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I do what I call a synopsis, a monologue of each one of my shows. You feel me? And this is basically what I read. This is what I blast out over Facebook and over MySpace through text messaging and email blast. You know what I'm saying? This is where I let people know what's going on, what I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and read that, and then I'm going to go ahead and jump to the phone lines. You dig? Episode 174. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. You dig? All right, and I'm reading right now. Probably one of the worst parts of being a black person. And we got a lot of negatives going on for us, all right? But probably one of the worst things when it comes down to it, when it comes down to just, you know, being, handling your grown man shit, is the perceived and actual fact-based feelings about us in the workplace. No other minority group in this damn country has a more negative forecasted future. I'll say that again for these slow motherfuckers. I'm not making these numbers up. I'm not making up these stats. No other minority group in this country has a more negative forecasted future and a worse reputation of sticking together. All right? That's just the simple truth of it. We lucky in a lot of places that we black to make it to the age of 25. You're lucky to graduate. You're lucky to not have 2-3 kids out of wedlock if you're a female. You're lucky not to catch an STD. Mainly HIV. It's a lot of negative shit going on with black people, all right? I'm just keeping it 100. I pull no punches over here. I don't pull no punches with white people, and I damn sure ain't gonna pull no punches with us. If anything, I'm gonna be tough on us because I expect more out of us, to be frank with you. So, I call it how I see it. We some motherfucking crabs in a bucket. For some reason, we can't stand to see another nigga do good. And it also transforms over into the business world. So, it's pretty depressing. It's pretty fucking depressing. But that shit didn't just happen overnight. That perceived and actual fact-based perception of black people did not happen overnight. We had to make that reputation ourselves. If not, we wouldn't have it. Why the hell you think the Mexicans got a quote-unquote reputation? Not the drug dealers, not the dope boy Mexicans, but the ones that come over here and work for like $4 an hour in the kitchen and just to goddamn send money back. Why do you think they got a reputation for being good workers? Because they're fucking good workers. No, they're not supposed to be here, of course. But still, when they get here, they work hard, save their money, send it back. They'll pile up 10 in motherfucking one house just to make sure everybody can get over here and have a better life. Nigga, you can't get 10 family members in one house in a nigga house nowadays. Not happening. So, all this shit is of our own doing. Alright? Now, we are pegged as lazy workers with poor customer service that don't show our own people courtesy in the workplace. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say about it. A lot of that is bullshit. Not all black people are like that. Once again, oh, my bad. Not all black people are like that. I'm not like that. You feel me? But the notion and the perceived perception of us is not because people just make it up. It's because some of us are like that. I got a lot of homeboys like that. You feel me? The question is, what the fuck happened to this picture? All right? What the fuck happened to us being like hard workers What happened to the black man being strong family men? What happened to us sticking together back in the day? Well, I'll tell you that, and I'll get into all of it. Alright? Now, I can admit that I'm a perpetrator of such thoughts about us. I actually avoid any kind of food service establishment. If it's nothing but motherfucking black people in there working. Yeah! Unless they sell soul food, and that's their specialty. And it's like one of them down-home kitchen type joints. I don't know if I can go to the fast food joint or the Applebee's with nothing but black people working in it. Why is that? Because, actually, frankly, throughout the history of my life on Earth, when I've been going to some of them establishments, they be in there having attitudes and shit, mad because they got to come to work, half-ass doing shit, bullshitting around, taking forever with your order, all kinds of bullshit. Just being niggas about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to use that word tonight a lot. And I'm going to make a distinction between niggas and black people. For all you people who don't know that there's a difference. But here's my point. I'm going to keep reading. All right. It's sad because I've become used to poor service from an all-black establishment. Not necessarily owned, but black people working in it. I can go to a Captain D's right now that's in Riverdale. If you're from Atlanta, you know that Riverdale is like mostly black. And I won't eat shit there because it's always fucking cold and ass when I get my food. Vice versa, if I go to the fucking Captain D's down in Fayetteville with all the white people working in the goddamn kitchen in front of the counter, my shit always tastes good or not. What's the difference? Same recipe, same kitchen, same everything. Only difference is Riverdale got a bunch of niggas working in there, a bunch of young-ass niggas in there working there. And the one in Fayetteville got a bunch of white people working in there. And until you show me the difference between those two Captain D's and the reason why I've tried it more than once, and it's not just fast food, it's just Applebee's. I don't do the Applebee's on Terra Boulevard. Nah. I go down to McDonald's. I'm just saying. So, and it is what it is. And I'm mostly right. You don't do the Red Lobster on Terra Boulevard, you go to Henry County. One's going to be nasty, one's going to be better. And the difference is, well, I don't have to say it anymore. Okay, so anyway. Now, I know this isn't always the case, so don't jump down my throat, black people. Black people. Don't jump down my throat, all right? But like me and a lot of others, we didn't formulate this belief on a whim. It took time and time again of getting bad service and bad attitude from black workers to make me take this stance. I do patronize black businesses whenever I can, if and only if I know they are a good establishment and they have to prove themselves to me. I'm sorry. Yes, you have to prove yourself to me. I'm going to try you out now because you're a black establishment. If I come in there and you on that nigga shit, deuces. All right. So the problem is, I run into more that are bad than that are not bad. And this is what I'm saying. What is it us with the black... What is it us when we got to work in a customer service position that we got to have an attitude and shit? Like, we mad we had to come to work today. I didn't make you fucking drop out of high school and now you got to flip burgers. It's not my fault, shawty. Yeah, I come through there. You always talking shit on your cell phone and shit. Taking forever with my oil. You're playing around with the food. Shit be cold. Type of shit I be talking about. So, now I know at this age, the age that I am, the key to wealth is owning what you do. Being good at it and keeping up a solid reputation. With that in mind, remember where we are at the bottom of the barrel per capita for wealth in this country. One more time for all my new people. We are at the bottom of the barrel per capita for wealth in this country. So I'm going to say that last line one more fucking time for the slow motherfuckers, all right? The key to wealth is owning what you do, being good at it, and keeping a solid reputation. With that in mind, remember we are at the bottom of the barrel per capita for wealth in this country. That means we don't own shit, and we do, if we are good at it, we fuck it up and have a bad rep. That's why we're at the bottom. We don't own shit. And even when we do own shit, we have to do shit too much. That's why we're at the bottom. That's why the Mexicans are jumping over us, even though we've been here longer. The Koreans, the Asians, the Indians, the Arabs, all those motherfuckers are a smaller group of people than us, but still doing better than us per capita. Per capita. Why? Why? Who fault is it? Who fault is it? Ours. Question number one, episode 174, and I'm going to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Question number one, do you think black people have a bad rep in the world, in the workplace world? And if so, why? Why do you think that we have a bad reputation? If you believe that. I personally believe that, and I believe it's of our own doing. You feel me? That's why I believe. Question number two, do you make it a point to support a black-owned business that provides a service that you often use? Now, I ain't saying go support a black business just because it's a black business. You feel me? And, you know, you don't even really use it like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, go to a black store that sells clothes that you don't even wear. I'm talking about if you know this black store or this black establishment provides a service, whether it be food or whatever, that you do because everybody got to eat or whatever. Maybe they sell hair care products. Maybe they do pedicures, manicures, whatever the fuck they do. It's something that you get often. Do you make it a point to try to patronize and use the black establishment, or do you really not care? Question number three, do you think it's fairly racist? Do you think it's actually kind of racist to support only businesses that are black owned, even if another owner's company is better? That means if I got this fish, if I got this restaurant whose food is superior to this black person's, but I always go to the black person's restaurant just because they're black, even though I know this white restaurant over here really got better quality and better service, and it's like the same price for the same food, but I don't go there because because white people own it. Is that racist, or is that just showing support for your people? Which one is it? Which one is it? All right. Question number four. Do you think we still need affirmative action in this country? Do you think we still need affirmative action in this country? That means hiring black people or hiring a certain group of people based on, frankly, the color of their skin. Do you think we still need affirmative action? Question number five, why do you think we don't stick together from a business standpoint as a people? Why is that? Why is it that when one black person get something or come up on a business or something, you feel what I'm saying? He's not so willing to show the next black man how to get on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We bad with that. The Indians, total opposite. They open up a motherfucking store. They're bringing Habib and whoever the fuck else in their family over this motherfucker. Show them how to run a store. Let them work their store. Then they got them, give them a goddamn store 2 years from now. Now, every goddamn store in the motherfucking hood that you niggas get your shit from is owned by somebody else, except the motherfuckers that come in there and pay for shit every fucking day. That's how it happens. That's where we're at. Middle of my hood. Glenwood, Millville, the black store. We actually call it the black store, and niggas don't own it. Right on the corner, right on the corner of Levitt and Sherman, y'all, right across from the side of the street from the blue spot. You know what I'm talking about. Why the fuck do we call that the black store? Niggas don't even own it, Bay County. I'm going to need y'all to do better. I'm really getting on Bay County, motherfucker. Any black people calling in from Bay County, you might as well get ready, y'all. I'm telling you right now, I'm not even slacking off on you motherfuckers tonight. Because y'all are horrible. Atlanta, I moved to Atlanta because I seen a lot of black people doing the exact opposite of what the fuck I'm talking about tonight. That's why I moved here. Yeah, I moved here because I seen a lot of, but Atlanta is a fucking anomaly. And even in some parts of this motherfucker, you still got niggas. And I just don't do niggas when it comes to customer service. I just don't. So, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Oh man, it's gonna be a long motherfucking night. Let's get it. 904, you on deck up first. You had your hand up on top. What's popping? Thanks for calling K100 Internet Radio. Hello? 904. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
What's up?
What's going on? What's popping?
Nothing, chilling down here in Duval County, you know, Jacksonville, Florida, holding me down. I love listening to your show.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate you calling the show. So, you know what I'm talking about on the show tonight, right? You feel me? I'm talking about black businesses and black people when they when they working somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to the restaurant or some shit, and then you get, like, a black waitress or somebody who got a motherfucking attitude and shit, like, they mad and shit. Don't you experience that shit with niggas down there in Duval?
Hell yeah.
Nah. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, you feel what I'm saying? And I want you to answer honestly. Do you think that black people have a bad reputation in the workplace? Do you think, like, for the most part, people think niggas lazy, don't you be having with you late for work, shit like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think when it comes down to a black person working in a restaurant, I feel like we have a reputation as far as in being nasty, like, just attitude, as far as us serving people, they food, you know what I'm saying? It makes us look kind of bad, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel that way personally? Do you feel that way?
Yeah. What you say?
I said, do you feel that way personally?
Yeah, I feel that way personally I feel that way.
Now, why? Is that from experience or just because of what people say? Is that from experience?
For experience, I don't seen it. I don't been talked to as far as saying my color this to me because of my food or period being in a restaurant just nasty.
All right. So I'm not making this up. I want everybody to understand that I'm not making this up. See, this way down in Jacksonville, this is somebody who ain't up here in Atlanta. I go to Duval frequently because I got people down there. You feel what I'm saying? And there's enough black people in goddamn Jacksonville to have the same conversation. You feel what I'm saying? Do you try to make a point? Let me ask you this. Do you try to make it a point to support black-owned businesses? Or do you just be like, fuck that, I ain't even fooling with them because they be bullshit?
Hell yeah. I be like, fuck it, I ain't even going over there because they rude. They don't know how to... They don't know how to talk to a motherfucker when you're going up, or they don't know how to approach when you come into a restaurant. I mean, you working for these crackers, but at the same time, you dissing us, and I'm your color. You know what I'm saying?
Based on that, you don't even support black businesses and you black, basically. You rather go to a white establishment.
I support black business that have respect for their black people. If you don't have no respect for me, I'm not going to support your ass in shit.
But how would you know? Do you at least give them a try? Like when you realize...
Yeah, I give them a... Of course, you got to always give somebody a try. You can't never judge a book by its cover. You got to always give somebody a chance to show you. But once they show you and you know what I'm saying, it ain't up to your standards of how they talking or whatever they doing, then hell no. Nah. That's when everything switch up, the tables turn.
Right. And what you're saying for the most part is that's what it end up being when you go to a black establishment. It end up being a negative experience, what you're saying.
Yes. Now, it's companies out there, restaurants or whatever, that's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is not the same. So, I mean, I can't say that for every black, you know what I'm saying, restaurant or whatever. I support my black too because I'm black. I'm not racist or anything. I support anything. You know what I'm saying? But it's a point of if I'm supporting you, you need to support me too. I'm
all
paying
right.
for you. I'm giving you my money. You know what I'm saying? The same. So I feel like you should, you know what I'm saying, approach me the way that you would want to be approached.
And you're not getting it. Now, I'm not making this up, everybody. I got quite a few people on the line already. And I got some black business owners that I hope they call in. If you're a black business owner, make sure if you're a black business owner and you're on the fucking phone tonight, I really want to talk to you. You're the main people I want to talk to. Because your reputation is suffering, and it's not because, like she said, and like I said, I didn't just make this shit up. This came from experience. This came from me going to black establishments and getting fucked up service and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't just make this goddamn shit up. You know what I'm saying? Neither did she. She said it's because she went, and they treated her like shit, so now she don't fucking, so she feel like that's how niggas do. So she want to support you. But so if you're a black person and you own a business, and you got black workers and shit, you need to pay extra attention to customer service, to providing whatever the fuck you say you're going to do, making sure everything's straight. You got to work extra hard because you're fighting against the grain. Because we always got to...
I feel like if they nasty, you know what I'm saying, they don't even need to be there.
Right.
They don't even need to be in. They don't even need to be in the company because, shit, like you said, it ain't your fault that you ain't finished school, you know what I'm saying, and you back here flipping burgers or whatever. It's my fault either.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this. Keep it 100, do you think it's kind of racist of black people to support only a black business, to support only black-owned businesses, even if it's another company that do the same thing that's better? You feel me? But you be like, I ain't going over there because black people don't own it. Is that racist?
Yeah, I believe it is racist. I feel like you should give everybody a try. You know what I'm saying? Even they white, black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all about respect. It's due.
But then again, we always say as a people that we need to support ourselves and support our businesses. That's like a campaign that the NAACP is coming up with right now, you know, and they're telling us this, they're feeding us, they're saying we need to support our own and support our own black businesses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
of course. I mean, every black person will want another black person to help them support their business, but at the same time, blacks is not running really that much. All the white folks got all the shit.
That's true. We just work for them.
All these Mexicans and Hispanics, they, you know what I'm saying, trying to take over.
Yeah. They don't know about trying. You know, they might be past the point of trying. Let me ask you this one.
Yeah, you're right. They done took over.
Yeah, do you? But that's because they don't mind hard work at the end of the day, some of them.
Exactly. And I just feel like everybody should work together. If it's with the black business, white business, I feel like everybody should work together. But shit, everybody is not like that.
Right, right.
Everybody's not on the same page as in helping everybody. Everybody is one man for themselves.
Yeah, for the most part. And then the thing about it is, I got a problem with black people who pay. I got a real problem with black people who go get their hair supplies or go get their nails done by Chinese people when they have a black establishment close by them, and y'all black
women,
y'all notorious for that. Y'all black women, in this conversation, I'm going to keep it all the way motherfucking 100, straight the fuck up. Black women are number one perpetrators. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are the number one people, out of the men and the women, y'all are the number one people perpetrators of going to somebody else for something that we have, that we a service that we provide also. Y'all can go. Y'all drive right past a black beauty supply store a lot of times, or a black nail shop, and go to a Chinese lady because they $5 cheaper or some shit like that.
It ain't even a point of them being $5 cheaper. Let me tell you. Perfect example. I went to the flea market down here in Duval. Flea market, blacks. Everything getting there, blacks, from nail salons, hell. They don't know how to do shit right. They want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? They charging a bitch so much, but the work ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I'm being white. Hell yeah, I'm going to go to the motherfucking nest. What do people call the little Chinese people? I'm going to go to them because they know what they're doing. They take their time to make your work look how you want it to look. When you go inside a black shop, they feel like because you black, they can throw any motherfucking thing on and you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, done with it. You're going to accept it. Nah, it don't work like that. I like for my shit to be done right. So if you can't do it right, I'm going to go to the next.
And
now, if you feel like I'm racist because I was at a black shop but you didn't do it right and I went somewhere else, then I'm sorry. That's just how you feel.
Right, right. So do you think we need affirmative action in this country? You know what affirmative action
do
is,
I,
right? You think we need it? You think we still need it?
Do I think what?
Do you think we still need affirmative action?
Do we need affirmative action?
Affirmative action. Do you know what affirmative action is? Affirmative action. Affirmative action is when certain establishments are mandated to hire X amount of black people, you know what I'm saying, or at least take a look at X amount of black people's application. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to make them kind of hire minorities. You feel what I'm saying? They got to have a certain amount of minorities on staff. You feel me? And it's by law, by federal law. A lot of jobs fall under that mandate. All federal jobs and stuff like that. It don't matter who qualified, but they got to have a certain amount of damn minorities. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, and again, I do. Yes, I do, but then I don't. I do because motherfuckers don't want just anybody on their jobs. Then, in a way, I don't because they expect you to do so much just to get on a petty-ass job and they ain't paying you shit.
Yeah, but it's like they're being forced. A lot of jobs are forced to hire people. Like right now, if you got a police force or a firefighter force, since they're civil jobs, they have to have a certain amount of black people on staff.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Even if it's a white person more qualified than the other black people, they got to hire a certain amount of black people. You feel what I'm saying? Because they got to have some minorities. It was a way back in the day when white people wouldn't give black people a job just because they was black. It was a way to stop it. But now, white people are screaming foul, saying, hell, a lot of times, they got to overpass a white person that's more qualified just because they got to have a certain amount of blacks. Do you think and that's the federal law. Do you think that is right?
No.
Well, you don't think we need affirmative action? You don't think that's right then? A lot of white people are mad about it. They say that's bullshit. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, I kind of understand it, but it was a reason why it was enacted at first. It was a reason why it was needed at first. Now, I still feel like it's needed now because you still got you still got racism going on in America, but maybe not as much as it was needed back when they first started it. You feel what I'm saying? I can understand people's argument when they say, goddamn, just because he's black, he can get the job. That's racist. That's like reverse racism because I'm more qualified than him, but because they already got enough white people hired and they got to hire somebody black, they're not going to hire me. They're going to hire the black person, even though I'm more qualified. But it's a law. That's called affirmative action. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of black people jobs over the course of the years. You feel what I'm saying? But then again, they say it needs to be phased out. So that's another question for my callers tonight. Last question, I'm going to go to the next caller. Why do you think we as black people don't stick together from a business standpoint and as a people? Why do you think it is?
Because I don't know why we don't stick together. It's crazy shit. It's a lot of shit going on. People have their differences, their attitude, their ass on their shoulder. It's so much. It's so many reasons why black people don't stick together. And I can't even say all of them, but I feel like because attitude, hating, they see the one man doing better than the next, they want to knock a nigga down. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's why a lot of black people can't sit together because they like crabs. They see one doing better, they want to pull you down.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like that's some of it, you know what I'm saying, why we can't sit together because they hate to see the next doing better than them instead of everybody just collaborating together and working as a team, but don't nobody want to do that.
All right. All right, But I don't know. That's what we know. Those are the facts. That's what we know about us. But I'm just trying to figure out. I want some of the callers to tell me the reason why they think it is. Are we just naturally crabs? I don't think we natural crabs in the bucket because we wasn't always like that. When we had to stick together, we did. But now that we think we don't have to, which we really need to. That's why we fucked up now. But we think we don't have to at this point for some reason because we done got a little freedom. Uh-huh. We got a couple of government jobs, a couple of millionaire ball players, and we think we all good around this bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? But really, nigga, you not. Because per capita, we the goddamn smallest motherfuckers that own businesses and are wealthy. Per capita. For the amount of people, that means per capita, for the slow motherfuckers, that means the amount of motherfuckers, the amount of us that are here, that are wealthy as opposed to amount of another group that is here. Yeah, it may be more black people here than Asians, but when you look at how many Asians are business owners, how many Arab motherfuckers, how many Mexicans are business owners that are considered wealthy as opposed to how many of them are here, we at the bottom. And we've been here the longest.
Yep.
The only motherfuckers that's been here longer than us in mass numbers are Native Americans and Europeans. Then they start bringing us here. You feel what I'm saying? They started breaking second line. You feel what I'm saying? And still, we at the bottom of the, no, we third in line, but we at the bottom. We're behind all the other ones. And that's crazy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit retarded.
It is.
Don't make no goddamn sense. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm
it
saying?
It is.
I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about on the show tonight. So, look.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for calling into the show. I'm going to get to the next caller. I want to thank
you
for calling.
Yes, I appreciate you accepting my call. You know what I'm saying? I'm down here in Duval. I like your show. I like real-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tune in with you, and I appreciate you letting me talk on your show, man.
That's what's up. Tell them niggas to get their shit together down there.
Hell yeah, get all their motherfucking shit together because they got a real bitch on their team. You feel me? All right.
All right, thank you.
All right.
So that's how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? That was another black person. I'm going to go to my next caller, which is Jana. Jana, what's happening?
Aw, damn. I'm about to eat, Liz. I'm going to call back, all right?
Aw, God damn it. Why the hell you hitting number one if you're about to eat, Shawty?
I know.
That's white folks for you. You want to fuck up my show, Jana? I'm having a hard enough time with my people. Now you want to fuck up my show. Call back. I'll come back to you. Bye.
All right.
Michigan girl, what it do?
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 174. Why we don't do us. Why we don't do us. Michigan girl, got some questions for you. Want to hear them? Here you go. You ready? Michigan girl. Oh, yeah. Yes. I got you. All right, here we go. So, do you think that black people have a bad reputation in the workplace? If so, why? I'm glad I asked you because I know you personally, and I know that you're actually in a supervisory managerial type position at your job. So I'm curious to hear from you. So do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace? And if you do think that, why do you think that?
Yes, I do think that we as black people have a bad reputation in the workplace, and it's a self-imposed reputation because a lot of black people got their jobs through affirmative action, and I know we're going to get that later on, and so a lot of them got lazy. Well, I'm just going to do just enough to barely do the job, or I'm not going to go above and beyond, or I'm not going to do anything extra, and I know, trust me, I know these jobs, they try to work you, they do whatever, but at some point, you know, when you're doing this job, you can't just do the bare minimum. Sometimes you might have to do a little bit more than what you want to do or whatever, and through the years, I just think that black people have gotten lazy or complacent and think, okay, well, I got this job, I'm just going to do just enough to get paid so they can't fire me, and that's it.
Let me ask you this right here. Do you think that a lot of black people who got jobs feel like this? I'm gonna really keep it all the way 100 with this particular show. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think a lot of black people feel like this right here? Man, shit. They owe us something, like, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, look, we done been done dirty so bad by quote-unquote white people or white America or anything like that right there, that once they get a job or whatever, fuck working for these motherfucking crackers hard. Shit, they owe me this anyway. I ain't finna work hard for these white motherfuckers anyway. I'm gonna pimp this motherfucking system. Fuck that. Do you think a lot of black people keep that stance?
Yes, I do. And I mean, like I said, I understand it because I work for a company and they do some backwards fuck-ass bullshit, but I do know that at the end of the day, until I can get my own business or do whatever it is I need to do to move on, that this is my job. I got bills to pay. So, yes, they piss me off. Yes, they do some fuck-ass bullshit. Yes, I work for the man, however the hell you want to say it, because white people own the company I work for. But at the end of the day, I'm going to still do my job, and I'm not going to do it to the bare minimum. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability. A lot of black people are missing a work ethic, too. I don't know what happened to it, where they lost it at. Maybe they wasn't caught it. But they don't have any work ethic. They don't take any pride in their work, whether you own the company or that you damn sweeping the floors. You're still supposed to have pride in your job. Do your damn job to the best of your ability. Maybe you can get promoted and stop sweeping the damn floor.
So what happened? What happened to the black people's work ethic? What the fuck happened to it? Do you know? I thought
about this and I was thinking about it, and you know, during slavery time, and I think it's like ingrained, you know, they did the divide and conquer. You know, you had the house niggas and the field niggas, and they did the divide and conquer. And then you also had, after slavery was over, you had people that were still working hard, trying to get, you know, do better. And like you said earlier, you got a little bit of people that got a little bit of something, or, you know, they got comfortable. Oh, I'm good, I ain't got to work hard. We good, I'm chilling. I got a little job, you know, I can pay my bills, and I don't know. And they got just lazy and comfortable, and they don't have to work hard.
No, but I mean, white people have been comfortable, and they don't have a bad work ethic for the most part. I think there's a problem depending on what it is. I work hard at my business. I'm actually a black business owner, okay? But I work hard at my business, but that's because I love what I do. I think I work with some white people now. I work with some white people. There's not a lot of white people that work at my job, but I do work with a couple of them. And some of them motherfuckers don't really give a shit, and they don't give a shit because various reasons. They're lazy. They do the bare minimum also. So it's not, I'm not trying to just pick on black people per se, but we're the ones who have the reputation of being that.
I know, but because the problem is, like you were saying, we have more people. Yes, there are all races, even Mexicans, although most of them might be hardworking, and they'll take the job that's paying the bare minimum, and they're going to do the most work that's going to break their back. But in every race, you always have those few that don't do shit. They're going to do the bare minimum. But for some reason, in our black folks, we got more of them. Yes, I work with white folks that's lazy as fuck. But I work with more black people that's lazy as fuck.
Okay.
Like, what the hell? So you're always going to have some. That's just some people's nature to be lazy. But I'm just saying, I worked at several different jobs. I've been a supervisor at several different companies. I work with black, white, I work with Hispanic and Asian. And I've run across some in every race that are lazy. But I have to be honest about our black people. We have more black people that are just fucking lazy and just gonna do the bare minimum to get by.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to figure out why tonight on the show. I know that this is the case. Like I said in the synopsis, I don't want to know. I can't figure it out. Hopefully I can before the night's over with. Do you make it a point to support black-owned businesses that provide a service that you use often? Since you're a female, I'm going to go with the nail shop and the hair places, because y'all use those frequently.
Yeah, I do try to support black-owned business, but like your previous caller said, I've gone to black nail salons, and okay, I'm going to let you have that. You're going to charge me a little bit more than the Asians. Okay, I'm going to give you that because I'm still trying to support my black-owned business. But you can't charge me more, take twice as long, and my shit looking fucked up when I come out. And then you took 2 hours longer because you was in there back in the back arguing with your baby daddy about why he ain't paid child support. I don't give a fuck. You do that on your break, on your off time. You supposed to be providing a service. I need you to come through my nails. I'm not going to sit here every 2 weeks or whenever I go get my nails done, and I'm not going to wait 3 hours for something. I can go somewhere else for cheaper and get it done in 35-40 minutes, and it looks better than what you're going to do. I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
So, I need a black woman who owns a fucking nail shop to call 347-934-0966. I'm going to need for a black woman who owns a nail shop to call 347-934-0966. They are going in on you black, on you black women who own, you know what I'm saying, nail shops.
I want to support the black-owned nail shops and the black-owned beauty supply, but they are few and far between, first of all. And then, like the caller said, and like I was saying, you can't go support somebody that's going to charge you more money, not do as well a job, and then have you sitting there twice as long. I mean, what's the purpose? What am I really paying you for? If you ain't doing it, you half-ass doing it, you charging me more money, and you wasting my time. I could be somewhere else and going on about my business and on to other stuff that I need to do, but I'm sitting here trying to support you. Same thing, back home, a chick opened a black beauty supply store, tried to patronize her. You know, you get your homegirls to come in there and work, they in there popping gum and, can I help you? Well, damn, bitch, you act like I'm bothering you. I came in here to spend some money. I said, yeah, can you tell me where, I was looking for something, can you tell me where such and such is? It's over there. And just, like, pointed, like, bitch, go find it. I'm like, well, damn, really? So I was like, over there where? You got about 7 aisles in here. Can you at least tell me? It's in the first or the second aisle. Bitch, if you don't come your lazy ass around that counter, go ahead, come help me find what I'm looking for. I was like, better yet, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to just leave. And sadly, I left and had to go to the Asian store, walked there, said, hey, can you tell me where this certain hair? Oh, yeah, let me show you. It's right here and right here. Is this, you sure this is what you need? Yeah, that's what I need. You need anything else? I'm like, no. Okay. Come on, let me cash you out. I'm like, why I couldn't get that over there with my black folks?
I don't know why. Why niggas? Why black people? Why couldn't she get the black girl to come from behind the counter and walk over there and be and do her job and show her the? I want to fucking know why.
But you know what? Even if she would have gave me good direction the first time, she didn't have to come around the counter. around the counter. I just said, can you tell? I didn't come in there without y'all. I was like, excuse me, can you tell me where? And it was some new hairspray I was looking for at the time. I was like, excuse me, can you tell me where or if you carry this hairspray? Oh, yeah, we got it. It's over there. Bitch, over there where? She would have just said, oh, it's in the first aisle. I would have been good with that. You ain't have to come around the counter. But you want to come out over there and just wave your hand like I'm supposed to magically know what that is.
So I don't know. So far we've got the black people, including me, the host, agreeing with me, saying that they get subpar customer service, subpar service from the black establishments. And I'm specifically targeting when it comes to the women, the nail shops, because every time I talk to a girl, they be like, oh shit, fuck that, I go to Ming Lee, fuck that shit. The goddamn black girl, they charge too much. I'm like, but they black businesses. Is it really? Let me ask you this. Should you, just in the name of supporting black business, deal with that because we're black and just deal with it?
Hell no, because I wouldn't deal with it nowhere else, so why am I going to deal with it from my own people? If anything, you should be trying to go above and beyond to build up your reputation, because if I come, then I'm going to tell my homegirls about it who get they nailed up. I'm going to bring you some more business if you do what you're supposed to do, even if you are a little bit more expensive. Like I said, for a black-owned business, or you know, I might pay a little bit extra to support my black people, but I'm not going to keep patronizing you if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, and you're not treating me with the respect as a customer that I would get if I went somewhere else. So, I mean, I would even drive, like, because, like, in my neighborhood, like, where I go get my nails done, there are no black nail shops. But me, to support a black-owned business, I would even drive a little bit further if I could find one, and one that was going to do job well and, you know, treat me with some good customer service skills. You got to have customer service skills when you're dealing with the public. And I'm that's just bottom line. And I haven't found a black nail salon yet that is going to do it.
Wow. I don't know, black nail shop owners. Y'all are getting creamed. Y'all are getting hammered. That's two sisters back to back. So y'all just don't got, y'all charge too fucking much, and y'all got them customer service suck. I keep that in mind if I ever want to open a nail shop. Next question, 718, you on deck. Key, I see you also. Do you think it's racist to support only, to support a black business if you know for a fact that it's a white establishment or Asian establishment that does it better, but you just go to the black people just because they black? Is that racist?
I mean, it's slightly racist, but I mean, If I was to do it or somebody else would do it, I wouldn't fault them for it, because white people been doing it for years, Jewish people, all of them, they gonna stick together. That's the problem. If you gonna do it halfway decent and, you know, you might not be the best, but if it's good, then I'm gonna keep supporting you, even if somebody else may do it a little bit better. If you a black-owned business, you can call it, I mean, yeah, it is slightly racist because you're supposed to go for the best service, but if you good and it's just somebody else that do it a little bit better, then I'm gonna stick with my black-owned business because I wanna help y'all. Because, you know, I'm trying to build up our people.
But it is a little racist. I mean, they stick together, but we don't stick together. But not because I'm asking you that, because you said you would if they did subpar, if the Asian chick did a little bit better, you said that you would still go to the hold on. Because I'm going by what you just said. You said if the Asian woman do your nails a little bit better, but the black girl still do a good job, you go to the black girl. But the problem that you have with the black girls is they customer service. Black people got fucked up service.
That's fucked up service, and you doing subpar work. You ain't even doing almost as good as her, or as good as her, or maybe, or she ain't even just a little bit better. I mean, my shit all lumpy, bumpy. I mean, I'm like, well, what the hell? Hold on, these my real nails. All I had to do is put a little acrylic over and make it hard. It looked like I got on five layers of some I don't know what, and then I gotta go pay somebody else to take it off and redo it. Oh no. But if you were good and someone else was maybe just a little bit better, but you good and you black, then I'm going to stick with you, because I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? Last time I was here, you did this good, but could you try this? I'm going to try to help her out, and that way I can bring her more company, and maybe she will, I mean, more business, and maybe she will get better. But when you subpar and your customer service sucks and you cost more, I can't fuck with you.
And this is what you're getting from black establishments for the most part. Subpar service and bad customer service.
Subpar service and bad customer service.
Yeah.
subpar service, bad customer service, and 9 out of 10 are going to charge you more than if you went somewhere else.
We got to get it together, people. Okay. If you're going to be a black-owned establishment, understand this. You got to make your shit got to be better than everybody else's shit. If you, listen, man, goddamn, we are behind. We are not in the front of the race looking back, okay? When it comes to being business owners and when it comes to having a reputation as far as employees and everything, we're behind. We got bad reputations, and we also got bad reputations as business owners. We have to be better than the norm. Better than. Ladies, if you got a nail shop, you need to be better than Ming Lee. Not as good as. Your customer service need to be better than Ming Lee. Okay? So you can get these sisters to come over there and support you. Your restaurant, when I come in your restaurant and you a black establishment and you got black people working, them motherfuckers need to be the happiest, cheeriest motherfuckers ever. Because once I get any sense of an attitude, I'm going to be like, here we go with this nigga shit and deuces. Like all the rest of us do. Because that's what niggas is at. And y'all built this reputation yourself. Y'all built this reputation. I didn't build this reputation. We got this reputation over a course of time, for being lazy motherfuckers on the job, for saying fuck that shit, man. These motherfucking crackers, they ain't paying me shit, my nigga. I go in there and fuck it, my nigga. I do a little bit just to get by, man. Fuck that shit. Hell, fuck that. They paying me like that. This ain't my shit. I've been guilty of that. I am guilty of that. But at the end of the day, this is killing us. You know what I'm saying? This is killing us.
We've all had those days where you feel like they done used you up and let you know. Maybe it's lasted for a little while, but I mean overall, in your overall working career, have you always been like that? No.
I was never like that until the day I always worked hard on any job I had until the job showed me they didn't give a fuck about me. That goes from the military to the goddamn where I was working for the Postal Service, which I still am technically. Once they showed me that they really don't give a fuck about me at all whatsoever, they don't value me as an employee, I said fuck them. I went into fucking mode, and I would have did it if I was working for the government, a white person, a black person. I don't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Once you show an employee that, then of course, no one wants to work hard for you.
Right.
No one wants to work hard for you. So that's as a business owner. Period. Keeping your employees happy is paramount. A lot of these big corporations don't give a fuck because they got such a high turnaround because they can fire you and then somebody will come in tomorrow that wants to get their job, so they don't give a shit. They treat you like shit. But some of these smaller businesses, you need to value your employees. They are your motherfucking biggest commodity and asset. What the fuck are you doing? You have no sense. You have no clue. So then they don't give a fuck. So people come into your establishment, you treat them like shit. They don't give a fuck. And they show your customers that they don't give a fuck. Or that your business don't give a fuck because they represent your business, and then people don't want to come back.
Exactly.
And that's what happens. This happens constantly. You feel what I'm saying? One more question, and then I'm going to the 718. Then I see Keith, then I see 904. All right. Do you think we still need affirmative action in this country?
Unfortunately, yes. We still need affirmative action because we still have racism. I do understand where white people coming from when they say, oh, that's like reverse racism or whatever. But, you know, the sad fact is racism is not going to die. There's always going to be racism. Maybe they need to tweak it and adjust it or something. But I still think we need it because there are still places that won't hire a qualified black person if they didn't have to just because they black. And I'm not talking about an unqualified person. I mean, they would hire an unqualified white person before they would hire a qualified black person.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we still need it.
Why do you think that we don't stick together as a people? Last question. I'm going to 718. Why don't we stick together as a people? I see 850 on the line. You're up. You're after 904. 718, 904, 850 in that order. Don't hang up. Please don't hang up. I got a lot of people on the phone line tonight, and I'm going to answer every call. But why do you think, as a people, we don't stick together? From a business standpoint, we don't want to support our businesses. Now, listen, I said I don't support a lot of black businesses because they fucked up. If I feel like you got a black business that's thorough and you good and you provide a service that I use constantly, I'm going to make it my business to go to your shit if you handling your business. The problem is our black businesses ain't handling their business.
That's What about they handling
where
business?
My business owners at? Call into the line. You feel what I'm saying? So this is the problem that I'm having. It's not that I don't want to support you guys, but you guys ain't worthy. You're not deserving it. I'm not going to just, like you said, I'm not going to get subpar service and pay my money to your establishment or to your service and business if you're giving me subpar shit. I'm paying my money. You should be, you need to work harder. You should have superior customer service because you black and because you fighting the fucking reputation. Superior service. Way better. Go the extra mile because you're a black establishment. You fighting a stigma. Do you realize that you fighting a stigma? Do you not know that?
They obviously don't.
It's like when you're a black man and you're trying to go and get a job. Nigga, you need to be extra smart. You need to be extra clean, extra tidy. All the extra because you black. You already got some strikes against you. Come on, man. And for the love of God, if you don't want to work at McDonald's, bitch, quit. Quit, bitch.
Exactly.
Nigga. You dig? Thanks, Michigan girl. 718, is this game?
Yeah, what's good, y'all?
What's good, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Every time you call, man, you always hang up before I get to you, nigga. I be like, 718.
Nah, like, because, you know where we live at, man. It's 30, like, all these buildings. When I be going in and out, that shit be dropping the signal.
Oh, okay. Well, I got my homie Game. I got my homie Game Hunter from the Game Hunter, from the Game Hunter show. He also has a Blog Talk Radio spot. You feel what I'm saying? Game, if you can stay on the line, let me know. I'll make sure I keep the mic open. You feel me? If you can mute your back. You know what I'm saying? So, look, Game Hunter's a business owner himself. All right? Game Hunter owns a business. He's a black business owner. You know, he's got his own movement. He's got his own thing going. So, Game, you hear what we're talking about. Now, first of all, do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace in the workplace world for being lazy or whatever else? And if you think that...
Nah, I don't, I've heard people say that, but that's just like a stigmatism, like bad guys wear black.
I don't agree with you, homie. I gotta be honest.
I mean, I can't blame you for not agreeing with me, but it, like I said, different places is different things and shit. I know y'all down south, so it's a little bit different, but, you know, far as like me, I'm not really a working person, but when I have had jobs, I didn't see that stigmatism.
You didn't feel like people thought that black people were lazy and didn't work hard or slack or
Nah, because I mean, like in New York, you only gonna keep a job if you official at what you do. Like out here, you can work anywhere. Like they don't mind too much of anything that you do, as long as you come on time and hold your job down, they not gonna bother you.
Mm-hmm.
They really give you like much leeway as you can, you know, and it's not too much strict. Like, I noticed down south, a lot of dudes can't wear braids or dreads. Out here, you could just rock out tattoos, big-ass shit in your ears, and all that shit, man. As long as you do your job, they're not going to look at you a funny way.
So that's I'm glad you called in. That's a difference. Maybe that is a difference, but I've never lived in New York, so I've only lived in the south most of my life. I've visited, but I've never lived there, so I never had a job there. Maybe that is a northern-southern thing. I mean, we are in the south. We are down here.
I'm not even going to say like northern, southern thing. It just depends
where you're at. Because it don't work like that down here, I'm telling you. You feel what I'm saying?
I've been down there. Listen, I've been down there, And, you know, in Atlanta, I see a lot of the Indian dudes holding it down, a lot of the Muslim guys holding it down. The only time you see a lot of black person, like, people doing their thing, it might be out the trunk. You might catch very few mom and pop stores. Like, it was a couple stores I saw that y'all was dealing with. You know what I mean? They had the music and everything in there. And then once my face condensed, I hit the guy on the computer. I said, yo, how come y'all not rocking out no more? He said, yo, business getting slow, not too many people coming through.
Right, right, right. So let me ask you this. Do you make it a point to support black-owned businesses that provide the service that you often use? If it's something that you do a lot, whether it be eating a restaurant or anything that has to do with your household, your upkeep, anything, if it's something that you use often, do you try to seek out the black business that does that?
Nah, I just seek the best business. Whoever do the best, whether they black, white, Chinese, whatever, whoever's doing the best business or whoever I feel comfortable or that has things that I need that's equitable to what I need.
So you don't care, so it doesn't bother you that you don't really patron, you go with the best, right?
Yeah, I go with the best, and I go with the best in availability. Because when you're doing business or you're an entrepreneur doing business for yourself, availability is the key, and the top work is the key, and the swiftness of how they do your work or whatever they're doing for you.
So how much, let's just say, 100%. What percentage would you just estimate of shit that you use constantly as a business owner and as a personal person are black owned?
Like I couldn't even put a tag on it because it's really no black. Like I'm just saying, like there's really no black or white to this day and age, dog. Like shit, everybody's mixed up with something. They might appear to be black. These motherfuckers be Jamaican or Asian.
Come on, man. I mean, for the purposes of my show, you know.
I'm just saying. Like I'm rocking the best I can. But for the purpose of his show, I can't live in New York and say, well, this place is a black place unless it's a barbershop. But I'm a barber, so I can't say that.
So black owners, so what are you saying? Black people don't own shit but barbershops in New York? Or what are you saying? I don't know.
I mean, like, as far as me doing business, you know, what's the percentage that I deal with? I can't really give you a percentage because it's a little bit of everybody.
All right. All right, so do you think it's fairly racist if you go out and support a black business knowing that they have subpar service than another business owner that may be not black, but you go to them just because they're black? Is that a racist move?
Nah, because it's been going on since the beginning of time.
Does it make it any less racist?
Nah, it's not even a racist fact. I mean, if you was in the Niobingi tribe, all the shit that you buy is going to be from the Niobingi tribe. If you was in another tribe, that's what you would be dealing with. You're insider people. If you lived in Cobb County, the majority of shit you would fuck with would be in Cobb County. Or if you lived in Queens, you wouldn't go all the way to Brooklyn. You're gonna go to the shit that's
in
Queens.
No. If you're in Queens and you wanna go to the corner store and you leave out your house, you got a corner store down to your left that's one block, a corner store to your right that's one block. The corner store to your left is owned by Puerto Ricans. They got better service and better shit, but the one to the block is the nigga down the hood that you grew up with round the way. You know he ain't got as much shit, but you fucks with him because he a nigga. If you go to that nigga, even though knowing that Puerto Rican down the street got better shit, is that a racist move?
Nah, I don't think it's a racist move. Like a person, when you're spending your money, you're going to try to get exactly what you're paying for. You know what I mean? You want your money's worth.
No, I said, if the black person really ain't giving you, is giving you a tad bit, actually, not as
oh,
good.
Oh, no, I answered that from the beginning. I'm going to go with the best person and the best availability. If I go to a store and they slacking no matter what they is, I'm not fucking with it. And I'm real funny like that. Somebody, when I do business with people, I keep that shit steady.
Okay. Do you think that we need affirmative action in this country still? Do you think we still need affirmative action?
Yeah, I do think that we still do need affirmative actions in certain aspects of the country and things that people deal with.
Why? You know, the white people.
I mean, because you know, just on the strength of things the way they are and always have been. Just recently, they've been lightening up and getting a little bit lenient, but it still goes on with the racism, and it's still certain things like in Manhattan, you might not be able to get a cab if you're going into Brownsville or if you're going into Queensbridge. You know what I mean? It's just certain little things, or you might get stigmatized if you're just taking a ride out in Hamptons trying to show your kids the better life. They might just pull you over because you're black. You know what I mean? Or they might just pull you over because you look like you might not belong there, or you might not have the kind of car that's accustomed to that neighborhood.
Right, so I do believe
that we do need affirmative action, you know what I mean? Or we still got people that's scared of people with dreadlocks or people that's real dark skinned. There's still people out here like that. So for that reason only, I do believe that we do, should have affirmative action or things like they do with schools and different things like that.
They're going to shut affirmative action down. The white people have came up with a pretty convincing argument saying that that's pretty much reverse racism. If you're going to give this black guy this job that I'm qualified to do and I'm actually better at, but because he's black, I don't know, homie. Yeah, we need it from the back. Hey, Kane.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave your mic open if you want to chime in, but make sure you mute your background, all right?
Oh, no, nah, you could cut me because I'm about to get on this road. And I'm listening, man.
All right, homie, thanks.
Bye.
347-934-0966. I currently got 15 people with their hands raised. Literally, 15 people with their hands raised, and I'm not ending the show till I get everybody. Please, give me some time, all right? But I do have a lot of people with their hand raised, and I want to talk to everybody. A lot of people want to chime in about this subject. I wonder how many of you motherfuckers goddamn patronize black businesses. Interesting. Key, what it do, babe?
Hello?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, you dig? Street King, Colito, if you're on the line, hit me on Facebook because I don't know your number. I got way more 678s and all kind of stuff. Street King is supposed to be calling into the show tonight. Young Jock Swag Team, they supposed to be calling into the show tonight. I'm going to spin their record that they breaking out, and I'm going to do that. But Street Kings, if you're on the line, Colito, hit me on the Facebook, on the inbox, and let me know that you're on the line. Tell me your number so I can get this thing popping. But I got to answer these calls, you guys, so hit me up. All right, so episode 174. We creaming the black people tonight. We going in on them. Key, do you think I'm gonna go ahead and ask you the question. And I want to keep out the last female I had has been in a managerial position, and so has this one. Do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace, and if so, why?
Okay, I do think we have the reputation of being bad. However, I'm kind of with Game. Like it just depends because I've worked with sorry people of all nationalities, from Indian, Asian, you know, whites, all of them. So it really just depends. I think that's a really big stereotype, and, you know, we tend to just go ahead and feed into it.
But you don't think it's true?
I don't think as a whole is like, I don't think that's totally true, no.
You've managed people before. Did you have?
I have.
Here's
the thing about, and even at the post office, where it's some of the sorriest people I ever had seen in my life, when I manage them, I think it depends on the management. When I manage them, they work, they bust their ass for me. But when it's somebody else, they like, I ain't doing shit, you know. So it's sometimes it gets to be like a personal preference type of thing.
Okay. Do you make it a point to support black-owned businesses that provide services you often use? Do you try to go to the black nail shop as opposed to Ming Lee and the black hair shop? Or did you
nails? Yes. I actually opened a beauty supply store. You know, my ex-husband and I, my best friend, her husband, we actually had a beauty supply store. And my best friend, she ran it. And, you know, we had to have a couple conversations because I'm like, you just can't show up late and open the store late and leave early because you couldn't find somebody to pick up the kids. And, you know, you can't do shit like that. You know, somebody in her family died. And I understand, okay, you got a definite family. You just can't close your store down. You know, because customers don't really give a damn about that.
So,
being insensitive. They just don't give a damn. They come in here for a service. They're trying to support you. So they don't want to have to be like, wonder if she opened today.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Do black people have fucked up customer service when they're in customer service positions, on the average? Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
I'm going to say on average, probably yes. On average, yes. I mean, we can have some of the stank attitudes and, you know, a lot of lack of knowledge about what we're doing. But, I mean, then you got people that's on the other side of the fence. You know, I used to work in the customer service part of the post office, and I actually got put in the magazine and everything because people would write in about how good my service was. So, I mean, it goes both ways. It's not like a, I think it's about 60-40. And 60% is bad and 40 is good.
Okay. I'm going with 70-30 at best.
Well, you know.
On a good day. I'm going with 70-30 on a good day. Average, 80-20. Do you think, I'm just saying, do you think it's fairly racist? I'm just, this is, look, when I say it, I'm speaking from personal experiences of going into establishments and my waiter was black. My
I feel you, though, because I went to the Captain D's. I live in, like, a predominantly white area, and I go to the Captain D's and the service is excellent. I went to the one on the black side of town, and I was like, oh, my goodness, like, really?
Right. I don't even go to restaurants in Riverdale because it's every restaurant in Riverdale got a whole bunch of niggas working in it, and I don't do them. I bypass Riverdale.
All the way down to Henry County
or it's Fayetteville if I want some fast food. I don't even eat in highly concentrated black areas of Atlanta if I know it's a lot of niggas that's working the counter or working the shit.
But see, on the flip side, from being a black business owner, especially in the beauty supply thing, you know, you have to buy your supplies from the Asians, and they make it really difficult for you to get certain things like the weaves and things like that. They make it really difficult because they will tell you you have to buy $20,000 worth of hair from them, but they'll let the Asian people buy $10,000 worth of hair to start their stuff off. You know, it's shit like that to go around, and I've seen that firsthand, so I can say that. And also, when we go to support black businesses, why is it that as black customers sometimes people always want the hookup? You know what I'm saying?
You're right,
like,
you're
hey,
right.
Can't hook me up.
Right. I absolutely 100% absolutely cannot ignore that shit right fucking there. One more time. Look, nigga, if you go into the motherfucking black establishment to pay for some shit, if you don't try the motherfucking white folks like that, fuck nigga, don't try the motherfucking black people like that.
Yeah,
you got
they do it all the time. They do it all the time. Oh, you can't hook me up. You can't give me no discount. You know, this and that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You niggas, you fucking niggas listening tonight, not black people. You niggas always want to hook up with some shit. If you don't try them motherfucking white folks like that, if you don't try them Asians like that, them Mexicans, them Arabs like that, well, fuck, nigga, why do you come to the black store and think the motherfucking you need to get the hook up? Kill yourself, fuck nigga. In fact, you should tip heavy.
We did end up selling the store off, but we sold it off to another black couple, and it's been in business for like 7 years now, and they are doing really well.
I'm glad you brought it up. I didn't want to slight that fact, cause that is absolutely true with niggas. Niggas love to try to get some hookup type shit, knowing damn well we already struggling as a business because we black owned. Bitch, nigga, you should tip us heavy. Fuck trying to get the hookup. Give us more, nigga, with your broke ass. Okay, yeah, that struck a nerve with me because you fuck niggas out here, and I know some of y'all on the fucking line with that fuck shit. Nigga, don't bootleg my shit. Fuck, nigga. That's a whole nother story, though, faggot. All right, so do you think we still need affirmative action, Key?
I think that it may need to be revised because I can see where I don't think it's fair for somebody who's less qualified to get the job just because they're any race. I don't give a damn, black, white, polka dot. You need to be qualified for the job that you do, and that therein may be another reason why people are lazy because you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. You just got the job because you was black. You know, so that can tend to make them lazy, and plus the black people have this sense of entitlement. That's why they tend to be lazy on jobs. They feel like we're entitled to something like, well, you kept us a slave and this and that. No. If everybody else got to work for what they get, damn it, at least earn your check. At least earn your check.
You're right. You're right. I'm on the fence with the affirmative action shit. Because if I was a business owner,
I think it needs to be revised. I think it needs to be revised because I don't want to hire your black ass either. If it's somebody else who's more qualified, I don't want to have to hire you just because you're black. Fuck that.
You're right.
No.
You're right. So stand by, all right?
All right.
Real quick, I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to get Street Kings on the line. Street Kings, I see you. I see you, Mike. I see your number now. You sent me the number. I'm going to get Street Kings on the line after this call right here. 850, don't go anywhere, 444-414. 404-277-850-319-678-432. Please don't hang up. I promise I'm going to get to you guys. Real quick, 904-207. Then I'm going to Street Kings. They're on the line. Mike G, what's happening? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, homie. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Look, what's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. All right. Hold on, you breaking up. What you say? You breaking up real bad. Hey, you breaking up like real choppy. Can you get somewhere to a better signal? To what? No. Look, hey, call me back. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna let the homie call me back. Mike Carlito, what's happening, homie?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Street Kings in the building.
All right, Street Kings in the building. Is anybody else on the line I should know about? Street Kings, or is just you? I got two.
Mr. Vic.
Oh, Vic. Yeah. What's happening, nigga? What's poppin', man?
What's going on? What's happening with you?
And what's happening? You see, I'm going in on these goddamn sour ass niggas, and these goddamn niggas claim their business owners half ass doing shit.
Goddamn right.
Stop bootlegging black music, fuck nigga. You want to ride around listening to Gucci? You love Jeezy? You love him that much? You love Weezy? You love what? Nigga, buy it. Buy it, nigga. Fuck ass nigga. This shit is
right.
Nigga. Fuck nigga. It's $10. You ain't got it? Well, fuck it, nigga. You got that? Buy a mixtape, faggot. Quit bootlegging niggas' albums. Now, that's coming from the motherfucking music side of me. You know that gets under my skin. And I got to represent.
Goddamn right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I got to say that. That's a black business, motherfucker. No, he don't own Universal, but he's the artist. Okay?
Exactly.
Stop.
I got to eat just like you got to eat.
I got Street Kings on the line.
Trying to get a check just like everybody else.
All right. So look, I got my homie Street Kings on the line. Mike Carlito, Mr. Vic. Swag Team. You know what I'm saying? It's Young Jock's movement he's got going on. We go way back, man. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna play the song that they got. You feel what I'm saying? I'm exposing them to the K100 audience. Don't hang up. This is what we do around this motherfucker. All right? This is K100 Talk / Indie Music. If you didn't know, my name is Blizm. I'm an artist myself. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around this part. We support independent artists, people on the grind. Now I got some niggas on the line. You feel me? That's thorough. They've been doing this shit. They've been grinding. You feel what I'm saying? Before I get to them real quick and let them speak their piece for about 5 minutes, and I'm going to get to their music, and then we're going to come back to this discussion real quick. Before I go any further, Michael Lito, Mr. Vic, do you feel what I'm saying tonight about how do you just real quick, just in like within 1 minute or so, do you think niggas have a bad reputation about being customer service? How do you feel about niggas that own businesses? Do we have a bad reputation? Are we not handling our business? Why do we have this fucked up rep that everybody calling in telling us we got?
Yeah, because these folks keep, all these folks they see here, they handling business in the nigga community. So it's like you said before when I was listening, you know what I'm saying? Niggas always want to fucking hook up. You know what I'm saying? I own my own business, but every time I go to see somebody, niggas want to hook up, man. I'm into this, that, and the other. So when you go to white man, they respect the game. They pay you what you worth. You know what I'm saying? You keep hanging around these niggas. They ain't gonna, you know, they ain't trying to do shit.
But we don't. Is that why we don't sit together? Do we not sit together because niggas always want to hook up or what? Why is that? Why do you feel that niggas don't stick together? Because we don't. Why we crabs in the bucket?
It's just like this. Just like a person told me, man, it don't matter. Just like if a white person, and if he don't like another white person, they doing business, they ain't never got to really talk, but they going to do that business. But if a nigga, if I don't like another nigga, and a nigga don't like me, he want to kill me over $50. So they ain't going to have that business. Niggas are just
going to be too greedy. Niggas trying to be too greedy and wanting to get it off of themselves. It's too much money around here for everybody to get. Why you want to try to be like that? You know what I'm saying? Share that money, man.
I don't get it either, man. 850-481, you're going to be on deck, and then my homie 904, he's going to call back. But Street Kings, real quick, tell the people about your movement, and real quick, just tell the people what you got going on, what you represent, Swag Team. Let them know real quick, and I can run into the song.
Well, Street King, like I said, we represent Swag Team Entertainment. We got them coming out with our little album. We got this one of these hit smash songs, Willy Wonka. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't get ready to run through right quick. we just grinding, man. We're keeping the grind going, and we putting this good music out, and you know what I'm saying? We finna goddamn just make it work.
Goddamn, everything be ready by next week. We ready to jump out there like goddamn, like you gotta go. Cause look, we got them a show coming up, open up with Rick Ross and all kind of shit, man, in a week.
All right,
yeah,
so look,
we're gonna start touring.
Are you Swag? Tell him about Swag Team. That's part of Jock's movement, right? Young Jock, right?
Well, that's Jock label. He's the CEO of Swag Team. You know what I'm saying? Still doing it, making that happen. So
All right. We
shout out to my boy Swag Team, them Swag Team Mafia over there.
All right. I did it in the backwards order. I actually downloaded the second song you sent me, Carlito, which was not Willy Wonka. I got kidding about it.
That's that real shit to let these niggas know that these niggas out here that trying to goddamn get over on niggas and want to hook up all the time. That's the new phrase, what you tell the motherfucker.
Care nothing about it.
All right. This is Street Team, Swag Team in the motherfucking building. I'm going to run this joint, care nothing about it, and then I'm going back to my callers. Thanks for calling in, homies. You guys stay around and hang on the line, though. You feel me? Listen to the rest of these callers. I know I got over 40 callers on the line right now. Almost 20 people with their hand raised that want to talk about this shit. I'm going to be going all night. I'm going to a third hour. This is Street Kings, Mike Carlito, Mr. Vic. Who else is in the group, Street Kings? Y'all didn't say who else. Who all is in the group, Street Kings?
I'm my partner King Gang, and my partner Hot Tub, you know what I'm saying? They were over there having some beating right now, so they couldn't make it on the line. But next time we call in, we all going to be online, and we're going to get them do it like that. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with Blizzard all day. Way back. We're going to be like way back.
Yeah, once you way back over there, you know, me and Blizzard got songs together, goddammit.
Right. You already know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Go ahead and jump then.
I forgot about that.
Mike, I got the motherfucker. I got
that motherfucker. I was just listening to that bitch today.
Hey, Street Kings, man. Don't care nothing about it, dude. We're coming back to the discussion. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Press play, motherfucker.
Who I run with the street king? Murder people to call them. What I'm saying? We had a real street king, had a real dandada. We the pussy niggas fit farming up here, nothing more. We the pussy niggas fit farming up here, nothing more. We the pussy niggas fit farming up here, nothing more. We had a real street king, everything we have slaughtered. Bitch know about it cause we run across the bottom. We the pussy niggas. We straight nightmare, exigent circumstance. I ship across the water, nigga, as Lieutenant Dan. Shipping CDs by the million, real business plan. Mapped out my money scheme, real method man. But this ain't Wu-Tang, no bootleg game. Street kings, fully loaded, hollow tips, man. The music speaks for itself, truly blessed, man. You not be entertained, introduced with Lois Lane. Like Clark Kent, I'm the shit, don't call me Superman. I eat beat and shit hit, cause I'm so Superman. Yeah, they read Street King, yeah, they read Don Dada. Feel the pussy niggas, they farming up here, nothing more. Feel the pussy niggas, they farming up here, nothing more. Feel the pussy niggas, they farming up here, nothing more. We are the real Street King, everything we are flat out. Bitch, know I'm about it, cause we're running across the bottom. Feel the pussy niggas, they farming up here, nothing more. Feel the pussy niggas, they farming up here, nothing more. I'm on the money making mission when I walk. Charm it with it, hit the same. I'm a businessman, Donald Trump business plan. Niggas out here penny pinch, still playing middleman. Rocket shines every night, catching flights out of Thailand. Fan base growing, next tour, Tokyo, Japan. We are the real street king, the real Dun Dada. We print product, like we cooking fish scale product. I know you feel me, cause we hot, care nothing about it. I know you feel me, cause we hot, care nothing about it.
We are the real street king, and the real Dun Dada. We the pussy niggas. Farming up here, nothing more. Tell your pussy niggas we farming up here, nothing more. Tell your pussy niggas we farming up here, nothing more. We are the real street king, everything we are flat out. Bitch, know I'm about it cause we're running across the bottom. Tell your pussy niggas we farming up here, nothing more. Tell your pussy niggas we farming up here, nothing more.
I got a partner with them plates, he really making money. All my hoes, they go on dates, I'm really making money. Hip and rooted in the A, like them yellow jackets. Please believe I never play, full metal jacket.
This the real Street Kings, ain't no Keanu Reeves. A bunch of gangsters wearing Gucci, that's a lot of G's. Ain't no apologies for what I am, nigga. What you see is what you get, a man saying, nigga. Making stones and making jewels at the same time. Blowing kush to keep me high like them planes flying. King James fuck with the game the long way. Care nothing about it, just like the song say.
We had it real Street King, got it real John Dada. Feel the pussy niggas been farming up, curing up no time. Your pussy niggas been throwing them tears no more. Tell your pussy niggas been throwing them tears no more. We had the rich street king, everything me a fly top. Bitch, no, I'm about it cause we run across the line. Tell your pussy niggas been throwing them tears no more. Tell your pussy niggas been throwing them tears no more. Just
you understand what I'm saying? Yo, I love that shit. I love that motherfucking roster feel to that bitch, Mike Colito.
Yes, sir.
Man. I'm loving that. Fucking with it. I'm fucking with it. I like it. I like it all day long. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks for calling in to the mother. You guys, when you see these guys out, they're going to be with Young Jock. They're swag team movement. They're part of Young Jock's label. You see these guys out, throw up the motherfucking deuces. Say, I heard them niggas on K100 before I heard them on FM, nigga. Real
God
motherfucking. Understand what I'm saying? That's what I do, man. I break music around these motherfuckers. These radios don't break music. They just follow suit what the PD tell them to play around this motherfucker.
Exactly.
Understand
everybody on the internet, man.
Right. Shouts out to the homies, man. Yo, you guys, you know, we gotta do some business. We gotta fuck around. We gotta get up and chill, man. But thanks for calling the show. Tell the homie Jock I said what the business is. Tell this nigga he need to get on the line. ASAP.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All
right. We got them calling.
All right.
Hey, man, you need to hear me, man. So go ahead and jump in.
For sure. All right. So that was the homie Street Kings off the swag team. You feel me? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 850-481. You're on the air. What's popping? K100 Internet Radio.
Hi, Blue.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Dorothy. I decided to join the show today. Normally, I sit back and listen, but today I had to make a comment.
Okay. First of all, thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for, hitting me up and making a comment. You feel me? I appreciate it. I'm waiting for my people to call in, cuz I don't see your number on the line, but if you're on another number, cuz, hit me up and let me know what's popping. Let me know if that's you, cuz I got, you know, I don't see 338 on here, but cuz, if you're on the line, I got too many numbers, cuz, if you're on the line, text me and let me know what number you calling from, if that's you. I got about 4678, and I don't see yours, but I want to get my cuz on the line also, cuz he's a business owner, and I want to hear from the business owner himself, so... Dorothy, what's happening? Thanks for calling into the show. Episode 174. Hold on. Where's my background music? Hold on. Wait a minute. All right, here we go. We got a little something going background. You know what? Okay, so now, here we go. Dorothy, first question off top. You feel what I'm saying? Let me go. Here we go. Do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace?
Yes, they do.
Why do you think that?
Well, as a manager, sometimes, you know, you want to support the African-American community, not only because I am, but because I know that if we don't support each other, no one else will. But I think one of your callers alluded to it. They feel like somebody owed them something. So when they get the job, they feel like, I got it, I'm done. And it's horrible out there for those of us that are managers because you want to give them that help, but then they mess it up for everybody else and you don't want to hire no more.
So... Is this the majority of the black people?
I'm going to say 60-40.
60-40. All right. I see. Oh, 678-4320. My homie Boogie's up next. He's a business owner. I see you, Chris. I see you, Shay, also. I'm going to get to you guys. So you said 64. That's about what Key said. She's been in the managerial position. My other homegirl. We got a lot of black female people in managerial positions. I don't know where the fuck are the black men? I got one coming up next, but where the fuck y'all been all night? So,
a question. too.
Yeah, so that's a whole other show. That's a whole other show. Let me ask you next question. Do you make it a point to support black-owned businesses that provide a service you often use?
Not anymore.
Wow. Why?
I mean, and I know all of your other callers have already said this. I mean, it's the lack of excellent customer service. When you work hard for your money and you want to pay for a service, you want them to want your service. Now, going to an establishment like you owe them something. And I'm going to tell you, I work hard for mine. If I don't get good customer service, I don't want to go back, and I won't go back.
So you're saying on average, so what you're saying is on average, black establishments have poor customer service. That's why you don't fuck with them.
Yes, all over. I know the other caller said it depends on where you're at, but I've been all over the United States, north, south, and it's kind of like the same atmosphere. You owe them something. It's like, look, whatever, I'm going to go where the service is excellent no matter what the price. And a lot of times it's not our establishments.
But why? Why? I don't, why?
Very
good
question.
Why?
I wish somebody could give us the answer. Why? It's like this mentality that we owe somebody something. I wish we'd let that go, dead it.
Well, black people, nobody owes you shit. You're not getting reparations. You got a black president, and he ain't trying to get them because he know he ain't going to get them. Stop fooling yourself. If you think we owe some shit, nigga, you ain't going to get it, nigga. Keep it moving. It's like when you, look, all you so-called thugs and G's and shit who claim bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks, and you be like, oh, nigga, I don't give a fuck about a bitch, I want you the next one. But guess what, nigga? If you ain't getting motherfucking shit from these motherfuckers, and you ain't, or they, if whatever the fuck you think they owe you, you ain't getting it, so on to the motherfucking next one, nigga. On to the next venture, on to the next mind frame of thinking that you owe, leave that mind frame alone. You're not getting it. Whatever it is you think you owe, it's not coming, nigga. You're going to die thinking they owe you some shit, and then you're going to still die broke. So, nigga, get on your motherfucking grind and act like you motherfucking know around this bitch. I'm trying to help you out, homie. Really. You know what I'm saying? So, next question, Dorothy. Do you think we need affirmative action in this country?
I'm on the fence with that one, Blue, because a lot of times you don't want to be hired based on your color, but a lot of times if you don't get in because of it, you won't get in at all. I know many people out there that are well-educated and on their grind, but if it wouldn't be the fact that it was affirmative action, they wouldn't have the job because they don't know somebody. And a lot of times in leadership, not us in leadership. So I'm on the fence with that one.
The white people, do you think the white people have a point when they say it's reverse racism? If I'm overqualified, I'm more qualified than that black man, but they got to hire the certain amount of black men, what the fuck?
I don't think it's reverse racism because we have to be real about it. I mean, racism is everywhere. If we don't have certain laws put in place to protect certain races, we already know what the world would look like. So
well,
I don't think it's reverse racism.
Well, if you had a business and you had two people that were qualified, one was black and one was white, the white guy was more qualified, but the black guy was the black guy, who would you hire?
Real talk, I'd probably hire the black guy just to give him a chance, but, you know, with that 60-40, I don't know. I don't know how it might work out.
But you risk it anyway, still.
Yeah, I would risk it because I know, given a different chance, if I had been white and they were sitting in front of me, we all know, real talk, the white person would get hired if it wouldn't be for affirmative action.
This is a complicated matter. No one has a direct answer. No one has a direct answer. Stay on the line, Dorothy. I'm going to take 678-432, which happens to be a business owner, but I want you to listen to him because you actually know him. Be easy, all right?
All right.
All right. Boogie, what did you do, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Boogie.
Oh.
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. You dig?
What up,
man? Thanks for calling the show. I got my homie on the line, you know what I'm saying? This is one of my good friends, one of my close friends, you know what I'm saying? And he happens to be a black business owner himself. He's the boss. He's the CEO around them parts. And I want him to call in. I'm supposed to have another one call in. Hopefully, I wanted you to call in. You feel? I want a cuz to call in simply because I wanted to hear from a business owner perspective, not just someone in managerial positions like Dorothy, like he, like you. You own the business. You the boss. All right? You know what I'm saying? The tax ID belongs to you. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So this is why I wanted you on the phone line. So I'm going to ask you the same questions. All right? Because you're a black business owner, and you're doing well for yourself. Do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace? And if so, why?
Well, I'm not going to say all of them do. I mean, it's just like Keith said earlier. It's just certain individuals that, do. You know, I mean, and you can't just single out and say that all of them do, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe in the past, yeah, a lot of stuff was different in the past, you know. Maybe it was true in the past, but nowadays, not as much, you know.
So out of the black employees that you have, for the most part, give me a percentage of which one of them actually do their job, come to work on time, and work hard. That you
percentage
think.
Percentage-wise?
Just give me a guess.
Percentage, I'd say at least about... at least 85%.
85% of your employees that are black come to work on time, work hard, and do their damn job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume it also has a lot to do with the person they're working for, the job that they're doing. And there's so many variables. There's so many variables in it that you can't just...
Yeah.
But I'm saying... Okay, let me ask you this. That's your job. That's your company. Now, when you think about it, when you think about the black workforce and black businesses in the grand scheme of things, would you still say the same thing? In the grand scheme of things, not just your business.
Out of a lot of people I know that actually go to work and and go to somebody's job, I mean, I would say that percentage-wise, I would say as far as being on time, being productive, we're probably looking at about maybe 60-70%.
That are.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the black business owner. He sees it different because everybody else who gave me the 60-40, they said 60-40 niggas don't really do shit, and it's about 40% of them that do, and then 60% is making the other 40 look bad. But you reversed it. You said 60-70% of them that do, and you're a business owner.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they do actually. I mean, I done had white people work for me that's just as sorry as a black person, you know. So it's not that, you know, it's a black person that's being sorry, you know. It's not always about the race. It's about the person, you know. And that's just like going into one of your other questions, like you was asking about, you know, as far as you were saying the people of, I guess, that's, you know, white or a different background. That they go and do what they're supposed to do, you know, and the black people don't. I mean, we, you know, now, I mean, now I think it's just different now. I mean, just looking at this way.
Okay, so do you make it a point, since you're a black business owner, do you make it a point to support a black-owned business that provides services that you use often in your industry?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
do you try to get your loads from black-owned people or stuff like that? Do you try to make an effort to do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I try that in everything I do. I mean, anything I buy, I try to buy it black first.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's my first goal. But if I can't, you know, I mean, I just can't, you know, but I just try to support, you know, other black businesses, you know, because if we don't support them, you know, who will, you know? But like Dorothy was saying, you know, she don't even fool them no more, but that's just like saying, you know, you don't fool with McDonald's no more because you had a bad experience, you know. You know, you just can't say, you know, just give up on them just because you had a bad, you know, a few bad experience with, you know, a few of them. But it's other lines, like, for instance, you may have this black entrepreneur that owns a car dealership, you know, that maybe gives great service. But then you may have one that owns a beauty salon that gives bad service. And you may have a white man that owns a car dealership that has crappy service, but you would go to him, you know, before you go to this black one because you're afraid that, okay, I don't want to. Well, you know, I mean, coming from the same city we're from, that black people will hate on other black people with businesses for the simple fact they don't want you to get too much more than what they got, you know. If you got your car sitting out front, they're like, hell no, I ain't going to that nigga business, buying nothing from him, you know. I ain't finna do nothing, pay for his car, pay for his house and all this. You know, but you would go to the white man anyway, and you don't look at it that way when you go into his business. You know,
yeah.
I mean, so it's like a two-way street. I mean, you gotta try to support them, you know, at the same time because, you know, like I say, who gonna support them if we don't? You know, we gotta try first.
Look, I support black businesses. This is my thing on it. I give every black business one shot.
There you go. Exactly. And there you go. I agree.
Now let me tell you why I give. Let me tell you why I give him one shot. Because when I come in your business as a patron, and I'm a black person, and I know you're a black business, I expect for you to fully understand that you are on the hot seat with any customer that comes in this motherfucker. If you don't know that, let me say that again. If you are a black business owner, you must realize that you are on the fucking hot seat with every customer that comes in your shop because you are already fighting a stigma. And the stigma exists. You're fighting the stigma exists. If the stigma didn't exist, I wouldn't even have grounds to have this show. But the fact that I am allowed to have this show and the callers have basically backed me up and show and prove that I'm right, that the stigma does exist, you must, in fact, give up and exceed and contend to the fact that being a black business owner, you are going to be scrutinized more, not by just white people, but by your people, by people like me. You feel what I'm saying? By people like me. So I expect excellent, excellent product, service, customer service from you. And if I don't get that, I'm not giving you a second chance. You're just gonna fall into that same old nigga shit. And I'm gonna write you off.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, as a black business owner, I know it sucks, but you gotta work twice as hard. You gotta be twice as better. Just like the black guy who's going to get the job has to be twice as smart. It is what it is. This is America, spelled with three K's, not a C.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. You're exactly right. Right. I mean. Because, I mean, when we do work, I mean, we have to give 110%, you know. I mean, I can't slip up, you know. If I slip up, you know, that's just grounds for them to say, oh, yeah, let's just use such and such company.
Right.
You know, I've been wanting to use them anyway. But then really, in the back of their mind, you know, I want to use him over here because he's white, you know. I mean, white people think like that, too, just like. You know, but we don't think like, you know, some of us do, but some of us don't, you know, think like, you know, hey, I'm going to use this company because they're black. But, you know, a lot of white companies think the same way. I'm going to use this company because they're white, you know. You know, I mean,
it
works the same way.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we still need affirmative action?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, coming from, you know, from what I do, I mean, we need it. I mean, because other than that, I mean, it's just easy for them to say, you know, no, we don't need your services, but now that, I mean, that we have that, you know, they got to use a minority business, you know, so that guarantees me work, you know, so I mean, if not, you know, they just, you know, like use whoever the heck they want to, you know, so.
But do
no.
you think, but let me ask you this, Terrence, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they would bypass you even if you've got excellent service just because you black, you still think that's what's going on, that's why we need affirmative action? If you're doing what you're supposed to do, you think they're really gonna bypass you? If you give them a great price, great service, do you think America is still at a point in your industry where if you give them a great price and great service, they're gonna be like, fuck that, he's still a nigga. And
in my line of business, it's still like that. I mean, for the simple fact, if you black, you know, they look at it like yeah, he got good service, but you know, let's just use them over here, you know, and they may even be higher and give crappy service, you know, but they still want to use them to get around us because we're black, you know. So, I mean, that's why I say it is a need for it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of black people may say, oh, no, things change now, you know, green the only color now. But, no, I mean, if you're out there in it, just like he said about the Asians buying the hair from them, you know, how you got to buy so much, and Asian friends don't have to spend so much for, you know, to get theirs. I mean,
right.
It's the same. I mean, it's the same type of stuff that's going on. I mean, it's just behind closed doors now. You know, before it was just wide open in the, you know, in the air, everybody can see it. But now it's just everything behind closed doors.
All right. Interesting. You know what? I mean, I was on the fence with it, but listening to Key's scenario and listening to what you said, for those of you who don't know, my friend here, he's in trucking. And trucking has a lot of fucking rednecks. Trucking has a lot of white people and a lot of crackers. All right? You know what I'm saying? For those of you who've listened to K100 Internet Radio for the first time, I make a distinct difference between white people and crackers. White people are just people with white skin, pale skin, and they're cool, but they don't treat you any different. Crackers happen to be white people with a superiority complex. All right?
Yeah.
So that's how I define them. Yeah, you know
what
I'm
saying? One more thing I want to mention, too, you know, and the thing about it is, in the trucking in Atlanta, you got to figure it's almost 85% of the drivers here are black. But, you know, a lot of them work for white companies, you know, that just treat them like crap, you know, and talk to them like dogs, you know. And I get a lot of guys that, you know, when they come to work for me, be like, man, you know, I just, you know, I love to be here now with some black people, man, because, you know, the things I went through with such and such over there, you know, just he basically called me everything but a nigga, you know.
Right.
And, you know, just like I said, the racism is still out here, you know, but it's just, like I said, it's just covered up, you know.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in to the show.
Okay.
You feel me? I appreciate you calling in to the show. I value your opinion. I value everybody's opinion on the show, not one more than the other one. But that's to give you guys that's on the phone, all 47 of y'all, a different perspective. This is a guy who owns a successful business. He's a personal close friend of mine. That's why I asked him to call into the show. And he's making money at what he's doing. He's living nice. And so he still says we need affirmative action. All right? He's still in an industry where he feels like it's needed. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go with it because I'm gonna say we need affirmative action just because of people like him who works in industries. It may not be the NBA. We may not need affirmative action in the fucking NBA or the NFL. You understand what I'm saying? But we do need it in trucking, and we might need it in fucking the beauty supply section to make motherfucking Koreans stop being able to charge $20,000 for the same shit they charge an Asian motherfucker $10,000 for. You feel what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, there you have it. There's your answer. Stay on the line, homie. Thanks for calling in.
All right, we'll do.
For sure. 347-934. Well, I'm coming to the end of the show, so I got too many people on the line to even tell you to call in. But I want you to call in if you just want to listen. Or if you really want to talk, call me. I won't end till I get all these calls. People are hanging up. I was trying to get to everybody, man. Y'all, damn it, man. Give me a minute. The show's getting popular. Now I feel what my homie Noonan Jr. feel when he said, I got 99 people on the line. I can't get to 50 people in 2 hours. It's not going to happen. This is one of those nights. But I'm going to try my best. Chris, Shay's up next. Chris, what it do, homie?
What it do?
Shay's up next. I'm literally going in order. So if you've been on the phone that line, that's just how it's been going down. Episode 174. What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You dig?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, so, Chris, let me go ahead and jump into where the fuck is my, hold on, wait a minute. My background, when my background music get quiet, shit be sounding off key. Okay. All right, here we go. I got to crump back up. I need this for motivation. Chris, do you think black people have a bad rep in the workplace? And if so, why?
They do, man, because of the stereotype, that same thing that you just was talking about, why that black person or that black business got to go above and beyond and all that. That's why, man. That's why they have a bad rep, because, see, it's really not a black thing. It's really not a white thing, man. I work amongst some crackers. And I'm in the trucking industry, too, but I'm on a whole other side of it, the actual repair of these things, right?
Right.
And some of the starriest people I ever seen are white folks.
Really?
Really.
So
they late, they drunk, they do drugs on the job, all kind of crazy shit, man.
And do you, okay, let me ask you this. Do you feel like when they do those things, do they get like more of a, if a black employee did the same thing they did, would they get fired quicker in your eyes?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, well, here's another perspective then. But you do agree with the question at hand. Do black people have a bad rep in the workplace? You do agree that yes, but you think it's unwarranted, is what you're saying.
It is because see, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's not a Chinese Indian thing. They're hardworking black folks, they're hardworking white folks. This is a story all the way around.
Okay.
Like for instance, you see, like that lady with the earlier, she was talking about how she got better service out of the Chinese lady, and who when she walked into the beauty shop, she probably only got that service because the Chinese lady wanted to make sure she wasn't stealing nothing, because she stereotyped her from the minute she walked through the door.
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm pretty sure she would beg to differ. Hold on real quick. Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
She could have been came in there dressed perfect in her business clothes and everything, dressed right,
Michigan girl, do you think that's why you got the good customer service? Because she didn't want you to steal shit? Or was it because the other black girl was just a sorry nigga? Which way?
It was just that particular day, it was just good customer service because I've been in the stores where they do follow you around, but she didn't leave the counter until I asked her, hey, can you tell me where such and such is? She said, oh, yeah, it's over here. You know, she came, let me show you. You sure? She was like, well, this one is better. You know, she was trying to sell me one that was actually cheaper, so that's why I say it was good customer service that day. But, of course, I've been to the beauty supply stores where the Asians are stereotyping, so they're going to follow you around and make sure that you're not stealing anything. But that day, I'm going to say it was good customer service because she was like, well, this one is just as good, and a lot of people like it, and it's cheaper. And I was like, well, no, this is the one I want. She was like, okay, you sure you need anything else? So she was just giving good customer service that day.
See, okay. You might have just came across a really good business owner or even a good employee.
That could be the case,
you know,
but you know what? Because of that, I continued to go back to the store, and I never had a problem within that store. When I would come in, she would remember me. She would even the other employees, I would come in, they would speak. So she could have just been a good business owner, but she also had trained her other employees who were Asian too, that this was the one store that everybody knew, because I grew up in a town that was like 99% black, and we had another beauty supply store where they would, as soon as you hit the door, they following you around. This was the one store everybody preferred to go to because they didn't do that. They were nice. They helped you. And, you know, if you were a regular customer, every once in a while, if you was buying something or whatever, or you was buying a lot of something, they might give you a little hookup. You ain't even have to ask, but they just knew you were a customer. It was just something that they did from time to time, you know, to show their appreciation. So that was the store that I always went to.
Well, okay. See, I would classify that as just that particular business is a good business. Don't classify that as the Yang store. The Chinese store or the black store had good business.
I was saying that in reference to a black store that I went to prior to that, trying to support my black-owned business, and I got horrible customer service because that actually was the first time that I went to that store. But because of the service that I got, I continued to go, and that became the store that I would go to. And I didn't look at it as an Asian store or whatever. It was just a beauty supply store.
Right. All right, hold on, Mission Girl. I'm muting Mission Girl. All right, Chris. Now.
Yeah.
Now. And you brought up a great point. Like you just said, that was just a good store. It wasn't the wait a minute. I'm talking my own place right now. Yes, it was the Asian store, Chris. It was not the black store that she went to the first time. It was the Asian. It was the Asian people who owned the store. But Are you trying to separate the fact? I'm trying to break it down.
Because everybody tries to make it kind of seem like it's a race issue, and it's really not. That's a people issue. You know what I'm saying? There are good business owners that are black. There are good business owners that are white. There are good business owners that are Chinese, just like you got them sorry ones, too. Just like she said, she went to the other Asian store where they made her feel uncomfortable, or you would say that was bad customer service. That was an Asian store, just like the one that had good customer service.
You're right.
It's really not a race issue. It's a people issue.
I don't know, man. I, you know what? I be wanting to believe that. You see, this the thing, Chris. Pay attention. You and everybody listening on the line. The thing about it is, I will buy into what you're saying and say it's a people issue, but I deal in statistics for the sake of radio. When you're doing shit like this right here, you have to like pull up stats and statistics. You have to Google shit. I'm going by statistics and I'm going by numbers. You feel what I'm saying when I say the things that I say on this show tonight? And numerically, percentage-wise, statistically, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're right. It is a people issue, but the problem is when you say that, you have to contend also to my point where I said in my synopsis that the percentage of people with that attitude, with that fucked up attitude, when you're black, is a higher number than
folks. Because a lot of black people carry a chip on their shoulder where a lot of times they feel just like that, that they are entitled to things. I see it too. I see that point that you're trying to make also.
Right. So it's not that I'm just saying, I know it's a people issue because I know I said in my monologue and I said in my synopsis that every black person is not like that. And I know, and I work with some lazy ass motherfucking white people at the post office. They are fucking lazy. You know what I'm saying? I know they, and they white, and they lazy as fuck, and I know they lazy, nigga. I know they lazy. They just sorry. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that every person isn't hard. Every white person, an Asian isn't a hard worker, and every black person isn't a slacker. But what I'm saying, when you go by percentage-wise, and my experiences, I'm dealing with percentages and numbers. When I have, you feel what I'm saying? If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have had the show. You understand what I'm saying? If the percentages weren't working in my favor for my topic, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like
the percentages do work in favor for that topic because the majority of the people believe that it's a race issue.
It is. It is. Because dealing with the percentages, you're right. Just like most of my callers tonight, the greater percentage of my callers tonight said they had issues with the black businesses. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to play the numbers.
Sometimes I feel that people, and I'm not going to specifically say that particular caller, this particular person, but sometimes because people go in there to that business expecting almost like that person just supposed to bow down and kiss your ass. You know what I'm saying? That they just because that service wasn't just this super above par blow out the water experience, they try to write it off, and I just don't see that point.
If the other person down the street, which happens to be white, got the Super Bowl, kiss my motherfucking black ass, I love you, I appreciate you as a customer.
But
if they do, listen to me, if they do have that, and the black establishment that I went to one block over doesn't, I'm going to pick the establishment that kisses my black ass, Chris, who appreciates spending my money. And per capita, most of the time, percentage-wise, the motherfucking not black establishment are the ones who want to kiss your ass. And the niggas want the hookup. Or they want you, or they ain't got a problem today. Or they mad at their baby daddy.
I look at it a little different, man. Just, I had an experience, right, where, all right, you know, I'm a mechanic. So I fix shit, right? I try to go ahead and try to get some work on the side from my regular job, still fixing shit, with a company that my job fixes shit for. You know what I'm saying? And they kept telling me, oh, well, you don't really have the experience and we don't do this. And it really wasn't even that because I knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Georgia in this cracker neighborhood trying to deal with these cracker businesses.
Right.
But I find it so awkward that, okay, you won't give me the chance to prove myself that I'm the motherfucking black ass that's fixing your shit for the white man that you just loving all day long.
I understand that. You're right. That's why we need. That's why the next question, and I'm going to Shay. Do you think we need affirmative action in this country?
Ready, no miles.
Of course. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You know what I'm saying? The answer's yes for all you slow motherfuckers. Chris says yes. You know what I'm saying? Chris, stay on the line. Don't hang up on me. I got some more callers. All right.
All right.
What's going on, Shay? What's popping?
Hey, what's good?
Calling the show. Listen, everybody, I got to make an announcement. If you're listening to me on the internet, you've got about two minutes before my show stops streaming live on the internet. We only schedule to stream on the internet from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The only way that you can continue to listen to my show is by dialing 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines now, if you're on a cell phone or not a landline, you're going to want to make sure that you're somewhere where you don't drop a signal or something, because in about 2 minutes after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, when you drop out, you can't call back in. You can only call into my switchboard and listen to my show live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to continue, I got about 3 or 4 more callers that I'm going to take, and I'm going to end the show. But like I said, you know my standard practice. People have been hanging up. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all the people who had their hand raised. I was moving along, but I do give my people a chance to talk. But I'm going to get to the people who still have their hand raised, and I don't end my show until either 11 p.m., which is when they're just going to shut me the fuck off, or I take every one of my calls. This is my practice. This is my promise to my listeners and my callers. I know some may be on the line. Shay's been on the line for a long time, but I had too many callers. But be that as it may, 347-934-0966. That is the number that you got to call to continue the conversation. And that's it. So, Shay, thanks for calling the show, babe. Episode 174. Why we don't do us. And I got the questions on deck. And I got 2 more calls. I'm going to get to you guys. I'm not ending the show till I do. Do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace, Shay? If so, why?
I think sometimes we do. And why? Because some of us are lazy. Not to say that other races and nationalities aren't lazy either, but it's like when you already being categorized or, you know, stereotyped, it just makes it look even worse whenever you make the stereotype true. So I think that's why.
So
I've seen some people that, I mean, like, for instance, like in the kind of work that I do, you know, I've seen some of the employees, like, they'll go to work and they think that, you know, like, we do rounds, whatever, we walk and we do rounds, check on our patients and stuff like that or whatever. And they think that just because everybody's alive and good and dry and fed when they first get there, that they could just sit down for the next 7 or 8 hours until it's time to wake the people up and look at you like you have crazy if you say, hey, did you check on this so-and-so or whatever. I mean, it's like, it's a work ethic kind of thing. I mean, you know, you do have to do your work.
Do you think that black people are doing their work on per capita, Shay? Do you think that black people work hard and do their job and give good customer service per capita, most or not?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, I do. But then again, like I said, you see the some that don't, and then, you know, when you're looking at races looking outside, looking in, they're like, well, damn, all of them are like that. I mean,
Shay, I'm black, and I still feel the same way because of my experience. I'm black. I can't be a racist towards black people. Well, you can. You could be a.
Yeah.
You could be, but I'm not. I'm the average black guy. You feel what I'm saying? And plus, I even got a little nigga in me. You feel what I'm saying? I got a little nigga in me still. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't evolved and killed it all. It's still something in me. So the thing about it is, I'm coming from where these people are coming from. I think how a lot of them think, and I'm still actually contending to the fact that some of these, majority or not, I've had negative experiences with black businesses and black people in the position of customer service.
And you know what I think it is? I think it's that the ones that you have, it's been so negative that it seems like it overrides, like, the few or the ones that have been good.
No, Shay. No, it don't override them. It's just the simple fact and numbers of my personal walk. And most of the people who called the show tonight. Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I'm just going with the numbers. If you go back and listen to this show and you listen to everybody that took a call from, you're going to see that most people said niggas do have an issue. Niggas got issues. Than people who didn't.
I mean, I agree some, but in my personal experience, I haven't seen it as the majority. I mean, like, there are some black establishments or predominantly black establishments that I don't patronize because I don't want the attitude. But then there are some that are predominantly black, and they don't give me the attitude. They give me the same customer service that they give the white man or whatever. And, you know, I go in there, have no issues, no problems. Hey, how you doing? Whatever, and get what I need and get out.
Do you think that do you make it a point to support black owned businesses that provide a service you use? Do you try to go to the black business that do you try to go to the black nail shop, the black hair shop? Do you try to go there first?
I do. I make a point. I mean, even though it's the particular shop that I use is like all across town, I still go there. I make my little weekly or biweekly trips or whatever over there to get what I need because I, you know, try to give her some support. You know, she's young, you know, and she's like got her business going and she always has a good supply of stuff, always got great customer service, always comes and helps.
So that's why
whatever.
You go. You go because she has what you need and she gives great customer service, not because she's black. If she has shitty customer service and the shit that you didn't need, would you still go even though she's black?
Before I even knew what her customer service was about, I went over there. So it's like,
But when you realize, if she had not had good customer service, Shay, would you have kept going just because she's black?
Well, I have had some situations where they didn't have as good customer service, and yeah, I still kept going because, you know, it's like, okay, for instance, if I go to the mall, I might not get customer service, but, you know, there's only so many different stores, so guess what? I'm eventually have to go back there, so what's the difference if I go back to the black-owned shop that didn't get great customer service? Maybe they needed to be pointed out to them or something like that, that's something that is not quite right. People don't know unless you tell them.
You know if you got... Come on now.
Well, I mean, it brings it more to your attention when you be like, you know, well, I need some help over here or whatever. I mean, just say it.
Okay. Do you think it's fairly racist to do that, what you just did? What you said you try to go to the black person? Is that a racist move on you?
No, I think that's just supporting your own because every other...
Your own is being black.
Yeah, I mean, every other, from my standpoint, every other group of people, whatever, support their own. You can't tell me if there's a BP store right next to a Mr. Johnny Long store, and if, you know, your typical average white man, he going to go to the BP store. You think he going to first think to go to Mr. Johnny Long store? No.
And that will make him a tad bit racist. So can you contend that it's a tad bit racist for us to do it?
No, because the Jewish people do it, the Korean people do it, every other
It doesn't make it any less racist
today. I see it as survival. I see it as survival of your race. I mean, you know, because if we don't help each other, nobody else is going to be the first to help us.
You just use the word race, the base word for the word racist.
I still don't see it as racist. I see it as self-survival. I'm not saying I don't patronize other, you know, establishments because I'm not a racist person. But if given a choice, yeah, I want to see my people thrive. So, yeah, I'm going to support one of my own.
Do you think we need affirmative action?
I do because I still feel like that even though there's, you know, the negative connotation that sometimes, you know, a black person or a minority person might get a position over somebody who might be more qualified, there has been plenty of times whenever a non-qualified or not as qualified white person or other person has gotten a position over a black or minority person. So, I mean, you know, at some point maybe it'll balance out, but I still think that it's a factor and that it's needed because we still have that going on. And until we don't have it going on, then, yeah, I still say we still need affirmative action. Because I have witnessed that personally firsthand myself.
Recently?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think we still need – why do you think we don't sit together as business people and as a people as a whole? Do you have a theory? No one knows the answer, but do you have a theory?
My theory is that it's deep-rooted. It's not something that's just like
– Willie Lynch letter kind of rooted?
Yeah. I mean, it's like deeply back from within, you know, pitted against each other, you know, this one's better than the other one. And so now it's kind of like, you know, kind of like a psychological thing. It's like, well, I'm doing a little bit better than this, so what I'm going to do, you know, help this one for, that kind of thing. So I think it's just kind of like an ingrained psychological thing, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I got a chance to get to you. Thanks for hanging on so long. I know, but I had three callers on the line at one point.
Had a lot of good discussions going on.
The people were calling in, and I had over 20 people with their hand raised at one point. People hung up, but I was moving as fast as I can. Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for being an avid supporter. All right, stay on the line. All right.
Yep.
All right. T. Lewis. Then I see Jana on the line. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What up?
Thanks for calling the show. No need to call the number out because you can't call into this bitch anyway at this point. We're in the third hour. If you're on the phone lines now, it's just us. It's 22 of y'all still left. Three more of y'all with y'all hands raised. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for supporting this black entrepreneurship, this black movement over here. I hope I give it to you good. Customer service, like you're not a customer. You're in my world, so yeah, I might snap on you and kill you with gunshots. But I do try to get to every call. I do let people speak their piece, and that's why some people want to hang up before I can get to them, because I don't cut people off. I just let them get out and let them answer the questions, and I try to be informative, right? I try to be fair. Well, how am I doing? How am I doing as a black business? How is K100 doing, T. Lewis? How am I doing?
I think you're doing good. I mean, you're pretty much going with what you all stated you were going to do. I mean, it's a form for getting your point across, basically free speech. Pretty much let a couple people go at it in some earlier shows. So, I mean, pretty much stuck to the script. So,
that's all I can do. What else can I say? What more can I say? And I'm also giving out valuable information on the show. All right, valuable information on the show. That's what I said I was going to do. I was going to be a community service project / talk show. All right, and in a way, I've given out a platform for just the average black person to come in, listen to some stuff, gain some knowledge, look at different perspectives. I think I've, like you said, stuck to the script and did what I said. And I also gave some independent artists a platform to play their music, get their music exposed to other people all across the nation, all across the globe. So I'm par for the course. All right, T. Lewis, episode 174.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. I had to call in because I called in because I was into the show online and you were wondering where all the males that had been in management or business owners. So I had to call in a rep because I heard Boogie talking earlier. So I'm like, let me call in, man.
Right. So you've been in managerial positions?
Yeah.
Okay. So that we'll take that in consideration when you're answering your questions. Do you think that black people have a bad rep in the workplace world? If so, why?
To piggyback off a lot of other people's conversations or statements, I do think that some black folks have a bad rap in the workforce due to the fact that there was already a predisposed stigma made by black people already, period. then you got the other side that's feel like they're entitled. And I've actually had employees who work for me who were both white and black. And to be honest, the white people were more lazy than the black. See, I had three black people work for me, and all the white people were more lazy than the black folks that were there. Point blank. When I was on duty, they know I was laid back, easy going. I didn't, because my thing was, you're grown, so I shouldn't have to hound you to tell you to do your work. You know you're here for a job, and you do your job, you get paid, basically what it comes down to. The problem was that my boss, who was white, he had a problem with people who were, for whatever reason, competent or knew more than he knew, and it was just like, okay, he wanted idiots. So I was like, I don't care if they're black, white, whatever. I just need somebody who's qualified, who's going to do the job. That's going to make me look better, in turn make you look better as management, as the team of management. So I didn't understand where that came from.
Uh-huh. So let me ask you this. Do you make it a point? First of all, do you agree with this stigma that black people are, for the most part, lazy? Even though you said you had that experience yourself, that's just your personal experience. But in the grand scheme of things, across the black community, across just the grand scheme of black businesses in this country, what say you about the attitude as far as customer service and black people in the workplace?
It's funny, man, because every time you have these topics, I have this conversation with you. I had almost the same conversation with other people. I think my experience has kind of been like shade a little bit. Now, in Atlanta, it's a little bit skewed because you have a high concentration of black folks in a bunch of areas in Atlanta. So the likelihood of you running into a bunch of niggas, yeah. I mean, because if you think about it, a lot of businesses and the statistics, I always wonder where the statistics come from, because I wonder where the sample set is coming from. Because
My sample set and my stats come from my walking in and getting served.
I understand that. But I'm saying, like, when they're official, you know, like what they put on, what's the website I can go to, whatever.org or whatever. I can't even think of one right now. But let's say if you go somewhere like a business in Bankhead, I mean, chances are the person who got a business in Bankhead grew up in Bankhead, so they're going to have the same or the quote unquote general attitudes of someone who grew up in Bankhead. So,
and I should give him a pass. I should give him a pass because of that.
I ain't saying you should give him a pass, but chances are you're gonna get bad customer service.
I'm not.
You're gonna get bad
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not.
Exactly. You should not give him a pass, but I'm saying chances are, if that's where you're going, chances are those people are a product of their environment, basically. That's basically what
it comes down to. If you're a product of your environment, nigga, you should be in prison or dead.
Which, don't get me wrong, you should be doing better. You should be doing better than what you're trying to do, because if you're trying to bring your community up, you should be doing better than what you have been used to seeing.
Right. That's why you're a business owner and not a fucking dope boy.
Right. Exactly. So in that case, now, I can't necessarily say that I wouldn't give them a pass. I will give the black business a second chance. I will do that. I ain't going to even want to front and say that I wouldn't. But the black business that I have been to, I haven't had that many bad experiences with black businesses, though, even when I've been in Atlanta. I haven't. I really haven't.
I will give you one point of contention. I've been living here for 13, going on 14 years, and I've been to way more black establishments than you. So I guess by sheer numbers, I'm going to have more of more negative experiences than you. But still, percentage-wise, I had more negative than positive, and I'm going to move on to the next question. Do you think we need affirmative action in this country?
I do think we need to have affirmative action. I'm like key on it that there needs to be some revisions. And that goes into qualifications, because in the line of work I do, you cannot have somebody being in let's say whatever job function it is, and they're not qualified, because it's not going to work. It just can't. Or any job function that would be deemed critical to that business's functioning from day to day. You just can't hire somebody because they're black or they're Asian or whatever. But the military does have something similar to that. I mean, not the military, but businesses do have something similar to that for individuals who are out of the military, which is if you have somebody who has 100% of the skill set that you're looking for, but you have this veteran who has 70% of the skill set, that veteran gets preference. So that's kind of sort of similar to affirmative action. So, you see what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, I see what you're saying. Boogie convinced me to be pro. Boogie has convinced me to be pro affirmative action because we still have industries who really fucking need it. We have some industries
right.
who really don't. But since we have industries who really fucking need it, the industries who really don't got to suffer. Until all of you motherfuckers lay down.
What I do say though, like I said, that I would say revision. But honestly, if I had to pick a yes or no answer, I would say yes. Because in the industry I work in, I think the last time I checked the statistics, there's less than 4% black, I think, overall.
Uh-huh.
Like, where I am right now, in the office that I work in now, there are 3 out of 40, 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have
a lot to do with your demographic and number of black people qualified for the job in your area. Of course, we cannot.
And that's true too. But I have been in areas where there's a high concentration of black folks, and there's still not many
that are qualified.
And not a qualification level. I'm not real sure. I know of a couple that have been, but they didn't work on for whatever reason. They didn't work at the level that I was, and for whatever reason, I had always.
What you're telling me at this point, T. Lewis, is you a token nigga? This is what you're giving.
Yes. Yes. No, for real, everywhere I've been is weird because it's hard for me because I want to find niggas to hang out with, chill with, that you work with, but it ain't many.
I was just fucking with you, man. But you could be a token nigga, you know that, right? You could be an affirmative action child. You realize that, right?
I could be, but the check is good though. I ain't fronting.
There you have
not
it.
Not mad.
Stay tuned, homie. Stay on the line. Jenna, you're next.
Yeah, man.
I got Jenna. Jenna. Jenna! Jenna! Oh, maybe I should open her mic. Jenna! No, I knew I had the mic open. She's just fucking not here. All right, look. I'm getting ready to end the show. Jana was... Why does everybody hang up in the third hour? I know I told y'all. I was trying to get to everybody. I told you I would not end the show. I had till 11 p.m. to end the show. You've been hanging on since like 9, 10, and then you're going to hang up at... I know. What can I say? I'm glad the show's getting popular, but it really irks me when I don't get to call us. I'm having an issue dealing with it. I can't fix it because I can't move. I can't change the format of the show, which is to let people speak their piece, to let people get their point across. You feel me? I could speed it up, but then it doesn't feel as personal and in-depth, which is the kind of feel that I'm going for the show. You know what I'm saying? Then you have people like Jana who sit here and don't answer the fucking line. Put me on hold while she's sucking a dick. I don't know what Jana's doing. I mean, I said that because Jenna is known on this show for liking to give head. Yes.
Hello?
It took you that. Did you swallow that quick? Was it like an extra glass?
Oh, my God. Excuse me for taking a call. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying I've been on your line for like a minute, and I kept it open just in case you came back after my spiel.
It sounded like it was taking a while, so I had to take a call. Excuse the hell out of me. Shit.
I thought you was getting your groove on. You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Got a little bit on your lip.
You fucking wild.
I haven't had any fun all night. Fuck it, I've been serious all night. Kind of semi-depressing. Okay, Jana. Before I go on, because you're the only person, I got, 770-676 if you want to talk, and 404 and 850 and private 234 private callers. I hate private callers. Private callers hurt because I don't know where you're
from. Kill them now. Just kill the private callers right now.
No. Kill them. They call the show. But if you guys want to talk, if you guys until I'm done with Jana's conversation, hit the fucking number one. Or if not, I'm going to end the show. All right, Jana, episode 174. And I'm glad you called, Jana, because let's face it, you're right. All right? So I'm glad to have perspective on the show. Jana, do you think, Jana, that black people have a bad reputation in the workplace?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Damn it, man. This is the white lady. You hear me? I was waiting for the white person to call in and just keep it 100. I'm glad you kept it 100, Jana. Thanks. Why do you say that, Jana, though? Why do you say that? Of course, you're white and you think it, too. So why do you think that?
It's not necessarily that. Exactly what I think 100%, like that's how it is with everybody because their case is different. I'm just saying how they're looking at the perspective, how they're perceiving the person that's applying for the job or title or what have you.
Uh-huh.
They'll think either two things. They're not as capable or they're ghetto. Meaning that they will give attitude. They don't give a fuck what they say. They'll just do whatever the hell they want to do. Basically, they don't care.
Let me ask you this, Jana.
Because,
let me ask you this. Hold on. You're white. You work for a living, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this then, from your perspective. You don't own a company. You just work for someone, right?
No, I don't work for nobody. Fuck that. I learned that quick.
Okay, so what do you do for a living?
What I do is I'll help with elderly people, like, making them dinner or doing errands for them or cleaning their place, but just, like, you know, basically assisting them.
In your experience, in your field, when you run across a black person who does the same thing as you, per capita, do they fit the stereotype of what black people have a reputation for being?
I don't know because I don't really know of any that do what I do, so I can't comment.
So let me go ahead and since you don't know of any black people that do what you do, let me jump down to question number fucking four.
Yes.
Do you think you still need affirmative action? Because obviously niggas can't get a job doing what you're doing where you from. Do you think we still need affirmative action? Because we can't get a job doing what the hell you're doing.
It's not about that. It's not that. Not to make
Why
people
about
thought.
That?
Not too many people, period, have thought about doing what I'm doing. They'll rather take a 9-to-5 and get on the payroll instead of doing it for themselves, like, you know, get
in home health care, which is obviously your field, in home health care, you mean, first of all, I know a couple of black people in home health care over here where I'm from and in Panama City. So black people know about that damn field.
I don't know.
You don't know any because there's none there. So then that makes me to say that we really need some affirmative action over there in goddamn Texas.
Well, the predominant race around here is Mexican, you know, Hispanic, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's not a whole lot of black people around here. I'm not saying that there isn't any. I'm just saying that's not the predominant race around the whole town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Did the Mexican, Jenna. Keep it fucking 100. Don't fucking lie to me, Jenna. I will fucking...
Okay.
Do the
okay.
Mexicans work... Mexicans work harder than the black people out there?
Shit, they work harder than the white people.
You see what I'm saying,
yeah.
People? Now, you see... Like, hold up, Jenna. Before you go any further. Do you see what I'm saying, people? She said they work harder than the white people. They have a reputation for being hard workers. They got that reputation. Because they are hard workers, even though we know a lot of them are lazy. I mean, I know some lazy-ass Mexicans who don't want to do shit. They just want to come over here and mooch off the system and chill and lay up with their motherfucking baby mama or whoever the fuck snuck their ass across the border. True that. But for the most part, they have a reputation of working hard. For little pay. That's why all the fucking Mexicans want to ship their shit out to all of these countries because they work hard for little pay. Meanwhile, niggas have a reputation for commanding good pay. They pay as white people for not working as hard. What the fuck did you niggas get off? Because you were slaves? Stop that. Because your great, great, great grandmama was a slave? You feel like you should be able to come to work late and shit and just chill? I come to work late and shit and just chill at the job that I was at because those motherfuckers don't value their employees. They treat them like shit. So this is my little form of payback, you son of a bitches. I work at a job who absolutely give a fuck about their employees. They don't care anything about your well-being. They don't care about anything. They don't care. So since you don't care, I don't care. That's why I had the attitude I had at the job that I had. Not because I'm lazy. All right? It's because the job kept the attitude of fuck you. You ain't shit. So I kept the attitude of fuck you paid me. It's a difference. It's a difference. But we're talking about jobs who people or even sole proprietors who are the owners of the business. You know what I'm saying? Who still have a fucked up attitude. You feel what I'm saying? Now I understand having a fucked up attitude when a job treats you like shit. You feel me? I dig that. I see that. I live that, but I don't know. Let me go to the next question. Let me go ahead and finish the questions up for Jana. You know what I'm saying? So I can go ahead and wrap up the show. We're coming up to the last half. Jana.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fairly racist if a black person supports a black business, even though they know it may be a white business two blocks up that does it better, but fuck that, I'm going to the black business because they black? Is that racist of us as black people?
No. That's just supporting another person that knows that they need help, that knows that, you know.
Why business
help? I really don't think it's racist.
Well, it's a recession, Jana. Everybody needs help. So as a white person, do you think that your black friends or people who are black, if they say that you seen a corner store right there that was black, right, and they did the same thing as the corner store down the other block that was white, but you always went to the white store because they were the white people, would you not be called a racist by black people?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So then, I don't understand why people are not saying that it's racist when black people do it. Of course, I do it all the time, and I simply don't give a shit what people think. You know what I'm saying? But I do it because every race in this country is racist at some point. White, black, whatever. The Jews fuck with the Jews. Arabs fuck with the Arabs. Chinks fuck with the Chinks. Mexicans fuck with the Mexicans. And since I'm a nigga, I'm a do niggas.
But you know what? It's funny you say that because, like, I noticed, like, when I'm at a Mexican restaurant, of course, because there's, like, one around every corner. At half the time, they try to get over on you, and they try to get you for an extra couple dollars here and there, and you check them, you know. But like, they don't do that. I really seriously doubt they do that to their own.
So you saying?
I never hear of it. I never hear of it. That's why I say that, because I never hear that. They're like, oh, really? They did that to you? I never get that problem. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I mean, everybody's got their own quirks. Black people always want to go to our own black establishments and expect the fucking hookup. Yeah! The problem we got. It's a problem we got. We're dealing with it.
But you know what? That's in every race. You know, everyone has tended to say that.
Oh, so white people want to hook up.
Everyone says that. Everyone. Everywhere you go, they always look for hookup. Nobody's trying to pay full price nowadays. Shit, they never really wanted to pay full price. They ain't trying to get over. They ain't trying to get over on nobody. They're trying to get over on you before you get on over on them. That's why. I've noticed that a lot. Not with just one race. I'm saying with every race.
So, Jana, when you go to white establishments, do you ask them for the hookup? Because you're white and they're white.
No. Well, no. Well, I'm saying I've seen that. Like, like a white person can ask like a black person or whatever, or vice versa. Like, I mean, I've seen that in a lot of cases.
The white person asking the black person is cool, because if they feel like they white and they hanging around a black person, then yeah, dude, yeah, what's up, man? You feel me? Yeah, hook me up, because, you know, I'm kind of like one of you. Like, I'm kind of like a cool white guy. So they try to do nigga shit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the white people walking to the white people and saying, man, I'm white. Hook me up. Look, with that look in their eye like, shit, hook me up, whitey. Hook me up, homie, because I'm white, like you, like niggas do. That's what I'm
okay,
talking about.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Jana,
all
you
right.
can't relate because you absolutely have to be black to understand that particular point, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to be. Thanks for calling the show, though. I really appreciate it. Stand by. Had a great show. Loved the show. Loved the topic. Had a massive amount of callers, even though I couldn't get to all of them. And I'm in a conundrum. I'm at this point where I kind of want to go ahead and jump to the new callers, the unrecognized numbers, before I do my K100 faithful, because those are new people, and I don't want them to feel like every time I call, I don't get through, so they don't call back, because I know you guys will call back, because y'all are very supportive of my show. But then again, I feel like you guys are the supportive motherfuckers, so then you outrank them, so I want to get to you guys. Yeah, I'm at a pass to what I'm going to do about that. I'm stuck, because a lot of times I do be wanting to get the new callers and let the people, so it doesn't sound like only the same people call my show, but then the new callers are not as patient as the old callers or the actual true followers and supporters of the show. Yeah, I'm stuck on that one. In any event, thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I had a very great show. Share this show on your wall. Tell your people to listen to it. If you know anybody that's a black business owner, say you need to listen to this fucking episode of this show. If you don't listen to anyone else, give them some game. Let them know what they're up against. The tone of our people, the tone our own people feel against us. All right, they need to hear it. If they're a business owner, they need to hear this shit. Real talk, man. Real talk. Shouts out one more time to Street Kings for calling in. You dig? K100 Internet Radio Talk/Indie Music. You know what it is over here. We support the independent artists, also the people on their grind. All right. Holler at me tomorrow for episode 175. Appreciate all the support. I'm out. Deuces.